This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated. For the private use of our audience, any reproduction, rebroadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of this game without the express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated is prohibited. Fayetteville Woodpeckers baseball is live from the sand hills of North Carolina to the coastal plains and from state line to state line. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Woodpeckers pregame show. Getting you set for first pitch. Let's send you out to the stadium.
About ready for baseball in Kinston, North Carolina, as we welcome you on to the Woodpeckers Radio Network, live from Granger Stadium. It's the Battle of the Birds, North versus South, the Woodpeckers and the Wood Ducks on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB app. Hi, everybody. Welcome inside the visiting radio booth at Granger Stadium. I'm Andrew Chapman, and thanks so much for starting your Wednesday night with us. The Woodpeckers were in a low-scoring, high-strikeout game yesterday, if you weren't with us. Unable to pull it out in extra innings, they forced it late with a run in the top of the eighth inning, but Downey's found a way to walk it off in the bottom of the tenth. And tonight, the Woodpeckers will try and bounce back with right-hander Sandy Mejia on the mound. Before we tell you more about him, bring you starting lineups, let's let you listen in on the singing of the national anthem. First pitch comes up next on the Woodpeckers Radio Network.
Straight from the ballpark, it's time to dig in for some Woodpeckers baseball.
A three-run home run. And Cole drives one, right field. That ball is gone.
Here comes the cutoff throw to the plate. He dives in, and he is saved. He's saved. He's onto the warning track, at the wall, leaping up, and he brought it back. Down the line, and Matthews has walked it off for the Woodpeckers.
Now, here's the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
Peckers baseball is live on the road in Kinston, North Carolina. We welcome you once again inside the radio booth at Granger Stadium. It's time for game two of six between the Woodpeckers and the Wood Ducks. Battle of the Birds, North versus South, live at Granger Stadium. FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, the MILB app. Hi, everybody. Andrew Chapman, thanks for starting your Wednesday night with us. The Woodpeckers coming off a disappointing loss yesterday in which they forced extra innings. They came back late, erased a 1-0 deficit, forced extras, but then in the bottom of the 10th inning, Daniel Cueva came up with a game-winning swing, an RBI single down the left field line that won the series opener for Down East by a 2-1 final. Tonight, right-hander Sandy Mejia gets the ball for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. His opponent, right-hander Isaac Tiger, he's 2-0 with a 2.45 ERA for Down East. Four games, three starts, and over 14 2/3 innings. Has racked up 17 strikeouts, issued just five walks. Isaac Tiger, the 23-year-old, born in Del City, Oklahoma, and was drafted in the seventh round last year by the Texas Rangers out of Butler Community College in the state of Kansas. Yamal Encarnacion gets it going tonight for the Woodpeckers. Switch hitter will stand in the left side to get things started. Wander Luciano, Cesar Hernandez, the top three of the Fayetteville lineup card. Here's the wind in the first pitch of our ball game. It's out across the plate for a strike, and we are underway. Game time at 6:34 p.m., and there was a little bit of rain in the Kinston area earlier this afternoon, but the tarp peeled off just in time, and currently cloudy and 86 degrees, our game time temperature in Kinston. Low pitch, and it's 1-1 on Encarnacion. 0-4 start to the series for him last night, although he put the ball in play all four times. Next pitch, he bounces a breaking ball over the mound, played near second by Vargas. The shortstop steps and throws to first to retire Yamal by a couple of steps, and there's one gone to start the Fayetteville first inning. Rest of the Woodpeckers lineup tonight features cleanup hitter Hansel Villarreal. Alejandro Nunez hits fifth, and Neomar Ochoa Jr. in a multi-hit game last night. He's sixth. The 7-9, Will Bush, Xavier Casarella, and Alberto Hernandez. Will Bush, probably the name that stands out to some, thinking that, hey, I thought he was in Asheville. Well, Bush has made his way back down to Fayetteville after serving in a fill-in role behind the plate for the Tourists. They had some injuries up in High A, so Bush spending the last week or so through the All-Star breakup in Asheville, but now returns to the Woodpeckers. Luciano takes a breaking ball for a strike, and he's quickly behind nothing and two. Here's the why and the offer, and he grounds it out towards short. More work for Ishedri Vargas. He backhands it, steps and throws to first, and retires Luciano. Back-to-back 6-3 groundouts to get our game started, and it brings Cesar Hernandez to the plate. Around the diamond defensively for Down East tonight, the outfield from left to right features JoJo Blackman, Chandler Pollard, Wadey Mendez, and on the infield is the third baseman Esteban Mejia. Shortstop busy here early is Shedri Vargas. The second baseman is Daniel Cueva. At first is Arturo Disla, and doing the catching, Julian Brock for the right-hander Isaac Tiger. Cesar Hernandez in his first at-bat of the series cuts at an 0-1 fastball that was a little up above the zone, and he'll have to protect now, nothing and two the count. Hernandez taking a couple of days off after hurting his ankle, a mild injury on Saturday where he stretched a double. He slid into second base, had his ankle caught underneath him on the slide, and had to be removed from the game. But great to see Hernandez return to the lineup without needing a trip to the injured list. 0-2 pitch, and he flinches the hands, did not go. Missed loan outside for Tiger. Wood Ducks are in their black uniforms today, the black ball caps, black unis with white pants and a black and orange pinstripe down the side of the pant leg. Here's the 1-2 offer. Hernandez pops it out into short left field. Vargas drifting back. He gives way to the oncoming left fielder. JoJo Blackman secures it in shallow left field, and that'll end a 1-2-3 start to the ball game. Isaac Tiger makes quick work of the Woodpeckers. It'll be Sandy Mejia going to the mound when we come back. We're underway in Kinston, North Carolina, Wednesday night baseball at Granger Stadium on the Woodpeckers Radio Network. The Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport, and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Vamanos! Los Guerreros de Fayetteville return to the diamond in 2024. Watch the Woodpeckers transform into their Copa de la Diversión identity for three regular season games, May 11th, June 11th, and September 4th. Enjoy tasty, Latin-inspired food items from the concession stands. Mark your calendars. The first 1,000 fans through the gates on Los Guerreros kickoff night, May 11th, will receive a Guerreros bucket hat thanks to Blue Diamond Transportation. Get your tickets now for La Noche de Los Guerreros at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Marcus.
We're underway in Kinston, game two of this six-game road trip for the Woodpeckers against the Down East Wood Ducks. And Sandy Mejia gets the start tonight for Fayetteville. Lineup went down quickly in order against Isaac Tiger in the top half. So here comes Mejia, the 20-year-old right-hander out of Monte Plata in the Dominican Republic. Squares off against Ishedri Vargas to begin the bottom of the first. His winding first pitch of the night is pulled on a line out into left field. Encarnacion comes in. It falls out in front of him. He plays it on a hop, and on one pitch, the Down East Wood Ducks have one hit. Leadoff single for Vargas. And man aboard, it'll be Danier Cueva. Julian Brockbat second, the catcher, followed by Arturo Disla. Then Esteban Mejia, JoJo Blackman batting sixth. The 7-9 are Eric Alvarez, Wendy Mendez, and Chandler Pollard. The Down East Wood Ducks are led by Carlos Maldonado, their skipper. Lefty Danier Cueva stands in. Vargas with a short lead off of first. First pitch from Mejia. That curve that dives low and inside. And it goes to nothing and one. Mejia has been with the Woodpeckers all year long, a part of the opening day rotation. He comes in tonight 4-5, the record, at 5.47 ERA, his 16th game and 11th start in Woodpeckers uniform. Just short of 50 total innings on the season, the 0-1. And a curveball slip, missed up high. One ball and one strike on Cueva. So likely to cross the 50-inning threshold tonight. 34 walks, 65 punch-outs over the 49 and a third. Has a 1.60 whip and opposing hitters batting .237 this season against the righty Mejia. The kick and the 1-1. High fastball gets a swing and miss out of Cueva. And it's 1-2. Ishedri Vargas over at first base. He's got a good amount of speed, and he did bluff a steal attempt on that last pitch, so catcher Will Bush will have to keep an eye on him. Infield shaded to the pull side of the lefty Cueva. And here comes the 1-2. A line drive pulled out towards right field. Ochoa playing towards the alleyway makes the catch. He hardly had to move. I don't think he took a step left, right, forward, or back. That line drive was grabbed right at his chest. And it goes for out number one of the first inning. Brings Julian Brock up to the plate. A reminder that live scoring is available for tonight's ballgame. If you don't have us on the radio feed, you can go to FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com or the Down East Wood Ducks website and follow along with all the pitch-by-pitch information on the game day feature and have all the live stats that we follow right up here in the broadcast booth. Julian Brock swings through a breaking ball for strike one. Brock doing the catching today. One of three catchers on the Down East roster, including Jesus Lopez, Jesus Moreno as well. We haven't seen those guys take part in this series just yet. The 0-1. And there's a fastball framed up on the inner edge for a called strike two. Woodpeckers are in the road grays tonight. Black ball caps, gray jerseys with Fayetteville in that black script across the chest. Black belts and gray pants as Mejia misses low with a pitch and smothered by Bush. 1-2 the count on Julian Brock. Fayetteville coming in tonight, tied for second place in the Carolina League South Division. Yesterday they lost, fell to 13-12 in the second half. Columbia won their series opener. And they're to 12-11. They've played two fewer games than Fayetteville due to weather in the second half, but are tied for second place. Runners going. Bush's throw down is in time. Nunez, the second baseman, covering the bag, slaps the tag on Ishedri Vargas. And Sandy Mejia gets some help from the man behind the plate after giving up that leadoff single. Bases wiped clean with two outs. Julian Brock in a 2-2 count with two outs. Mejia shakes off Bush a couple of times, has the one he wants, throws the 2-2, and misses out in front of the plate. Columbia will have to make up a couple of games later on in the schedule. They had one of their contests against Charleston. That was on Sunday, suspended. So the Woodpeckers at 13-12, still fighting for that first-place spot. Yesterday, Charleston was able to win their opener, and they gained a game on Fayetteville. Woodpeckers were within a game and a half of first place entering this series. 3-2 with two outs. On deck is Arturo Disla. And now the payoff pitch is lifted out into left center field. Long run to his left. Encarnacion can't get there. It's over his head and rolls all the way to the base of the wall. Encarnacion scoops it up, hits the cutoff man Hernandez, and Julian Brock cruises into second base with a two-out double. Well, how big is that runner caught stealing now? Down East would have a 1-0 lead if not for the arm of Will Bush cutting down the runner. Instead, Brock now at second base for Arturo Disla as the Down East cleanup man gets a chance to hit in this inning. Disla came away with an infield single yesterday in the opener. First pitch to him. Misses a little bit high. Nobody holding the runner on. Middle infield just about straight up as Mejia takes a peek at Brock. Brings home a curve, and Disla was out in front of it swinging. One ball and one strike. Santa Mejia pitching game number 41 of his professional career today. Game number 17 of his Fayetteville career, going back to the 2023 season when he made one appearance out of the bullpen. 1-1 pitch misses outside. It's blocked by Bush. And the count goes to 2-1 on Disla. When Mejia saw these Wood Ducks back on April 26th out at Segra Stadium, he got the start and did not give up a run over 3 1/3 total innings. He was still trying to build up his pitch count at that point. So he was only allotted 50 pitches in the game, but he did not issue a walk. He struck out 6. The Down East Wood Ducks with a little bit of a different look to their roster, but still some familiar faces. We'll try and solve Sandy this time around. 2-1 is hit well out into center field. Hernandez playing deep, gets over to his right. He looks up, and it clears the wall. Over the center field fence, Arturo Disla pummels one out of here. A two-run home run, and Down East is slugging here in the first inning. 2-0 advantage. Find a way to bring home 2 runs when they had nobody on and 2 outs. Julian Brock comes up with the double, and Arturo Disla looked like he got a high breaking ball in the zone, and he got all of it just to the left of the 390-foot marker, left of the batter's eye is where that ball sailed out of here. And now it's Esteban Mejia standing in. Takes the first pitch up high. Mejia was the home run man yesterday. He hit a solo shot out to left field in the second inning that gave Down East that 1-0 lead all the way up until the top of the eighth when the Woodpeckers tied it. 1-0 pitch comes in and misses a little bit high. Mejia falling behind at 2 balls and no strikes. Mejia has done an exceptional job over the last month of keeping the ball in the ballpark. Slider missing down and away, and it's now 3-0 on Mejia. JoJo Blackman would be next. That's the first home run that Mejia has allowed since back on June 19th. It's been over a month. That was at home against the Delmarva Shorebirds, one of the top home run hitting teams in the league. 3 balls and no strikes the count. Mejia winds, fires, and delivers a strike. But this Down East team, they've been hitting home runs all year long as well. They have the second most home runs in the Carolina League, just short of the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, who play in a little bit of a small ballpark with that short left field area. 3-1 pitch, and a changeup misses low. That's ball 4, and after the 2-run home run, the inning stretches even further on Mejia with a 2-out walk. And after the home run and the walk, this will warrant a meeting on the mound. Pitching coach Zach Wilkins making an early appearance tonight. He is going to walk out there, chat with Mejia, and bring Will Bush in on the conversation as well. A couple of season totals for Arturo Disla. That 2-run home run for him is his 10th of the year. He's 2 back of Glader Figueroa for the Down East team lead on this season. Figueroa is no longer with the ball club, but before he was, I believe he was promoted, he clubbed 12 home runs, 32 ribbies. So Arturo Dysla fast approaching a Figueroa's total, but later only needed 63 games to hit 12 bombs. Dysla tonight hitting his 10th of the season in his 83rd game for the Woodies. So three straight men have reached with two outs as this inning has snowballed a bit on Mejia. Now it's JoJo Blackman into the left side. And out of the stretch, first pitch comes in. It almost hits him. Up near the chin, Blackman turning away just in time. And that was a wakey-up type of fastball from Sandy Mejia. He's been forced to throw a lot of pitches in this inning. The two runs home on three total hits as Blackman takes a cut, fouls it back into the screen. That was the 22nd pitch for Sandy Mejia in the inning. And already you can see just a little bit of stretching going on out in that Fayetteville bullpen. Saw somebody doing a couple of back-and-forth wind sprints just to warm up. It probably would let Mejia get to about 35 before they really realistically thought about swapping him out here. Here's a 1-1 pitch up and inside. Will Bush back picks up the first baseline, and Mejia dives back in safely. JoJo Blackman, the sixth Wood Duck to step to the plate in this inning. Blackman ready and takes a high strike. Batting a collective .168 over 40 games on the season. Blackman with four home runs, 15 RBIs, and a pretty wide walk to strikeout ratio. 16 walks compared to 67 punch outs in those 40 games. 2-2 with two outs, man at first. And there goes Blackman swinging and missing for strike three. So Sandy Mejia finally gets the third out he was searching for, but Down East finds a way to rally. Brock's double, Disla's two-run home run have given the Wood Ducks a 2-0 lead after one inning tonight at Granger Stadium. You're tuned in to Woodpeckers Baseball live on the Woodpeckers Radio Network.
There's no better place to spend your Thursday nights in the Ville than Segra Stadium this Woodpecker season. Quench your thirst on Thirsty Thursdays every Thursday home game with $4 16-ounce brews and $2 Pepsi products all night long. Head to the ballpark early for live music on select Thursday nights beginning at 5 p.m. at Healy's Bar. Start your weekend early all summer long at Segra Stadium's Thirsty Thursday, presented by Rock 103 FM. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
We play the top of the second inning. Down East out to an early 2-0 lead tonight. Run support from the start for Isaac Tiger. He'll appreciate the advantage as he returns to the mound. The right-hander going up against Hansel Villarreal. And missing high and in with the first pitch fastball. It is nothing and one. 1-0, pardon me, on Hansel Villarreal, who's still trying to reach base early on in this road trip. He went 0-for-4 last night with four strikeouts. Watches a breaking ball bend over the middle for a called strike, and it's 1-1. A very rare 0-for game for Hansel Villarreal, and even more rare that he struck out all four times. Shoots this pitch foul and out of play off to the right. And it's now 1-2 on the Woodpeckers' designated hitter. He wears the high black socks today, the gray uniforms, black batting helmets for the Woodpeckers. The whine and the pitch from Tiger. Is hacked at and missed. High fastball got him. And it's an 0-for-5 start to this road trip with five punch outs for Villarreal. So he'll continue to try and make adjustments, but it's been a cold stretch at the plate for Villarreal. A couple of guys who have been cold out of the All-Star break, that's Villarreal and then also Chase Jaworski. We talked about some of his struggles last night. Does not have a hit since the break, and he's not in the lineup tonight. Alejandro Nunez, the lefty in the five spot. This would normally be Chase's spot. He takes the first pitch up and away, 1-0. Nunez out at second base defensively. Next pitch and a curve, diving low and in, getting the swing and miss. Isaac Tiger, he does not step away from that pitching rubber. He just gets the pitch, gets the toss right back from his catcher, fires the next one home, and he goes off speed. Drops one low, gets a swing and miss out of Nunez, and jumps ahead, a ball and two strikes. Alejandro Nunez on the season, batting .250. 76th game tonight, 4 home runs, 29 RBIs, and 31 total walks. Spoils a high pitch out of play off to the left. And it'll stay where it is at 1-2 on Nunez. Neomar Ochoa Jr., the righty standing on deck. 1-2 coming home. And misses high and outside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nunez in the opener yesterday batted third. He slots a couple spots lower today. Finished 0-for-4 with a pair of strikeouts. Also a ground out and a line out. Pitch misses outside, and it's a full count. Three, two with one out. Base is empty. Isaac Tiger takes an extra moment to get that sign in. Here's a pop-up. Drifting along the left field line. Long run to his right. Blackman makes the catch right as he crosses into foul territory, and Nunez flies out for a quick second out to the Fayetteville second inning. Big key for the Woodpeckers tonight will just be getting a few base runners scattered around. Yesterday they had just one base runner up until the eighth inning, and it was on Neomar Ochoa Jr.'s second inning single. Aside from that, they were pretty much dominated by Paul Benzani. If not for that single, it would have been 5 perfect innings from him. Here's a one-hopping liner that eats up Vargas. He tried to scoop it on a slide. It kicks off of him out into shallow left field. He heads back to shag his own miss, and Ochoa will end up at first base. It was a tough angle for Vargas. Tried to slide to his left and just put his body out in front of the baseball. But couldn't make the play, and Ochoa stands at first now for Will Bush. Do in fact flash a hit up on the board, so the Woodpeckers come up with their first base runner, first hit of the night. And Will Bush ready to make his Fayetteville 2.0 appearance. And he swings and shoots this one foul. Look out down into the third base dugout. Will Bush called up to High A Asheville during the Augusta road trip right before the All-Star break. Asheville had some injuries and they needed catcher depth, so Will Bush had to hop in a car, drive out to Asheville, and had an opportunity to play in 3 games for the High A affiliate. Swings here and lofts a soft line drive out into shallow left field. It falls in front of Pollard. Ochoa scampers all the way down to third, where he gets the stop sign and runners are at the corners. Back-to-back singles with 2 outs against Tiger. And Will Bush makes his return with a base hit in his first at bat. So the inning stretches a little further for Xavier Casarella. Woodpeckers trailing 2-0. And they've managed to put the tying runs on base here with 2 outs. Catcher Brock jumps out in front of the plate, gives a couple of signs to his infield. Gets back down to the crouching. Casarella stands in. He's batting .227 on the year. His 54th game of the season tonight. And on the first pitch, a slider misses a little bit low. Want to know on Casarella. He went hitless in last night's game, but he did draw a couple of walks. Next pitch. Grounds it out towards third. Squared up by Mejia. A step and a toss across a little bit high, brought in by Disla. And the inning comes to a close. Casarella grounds out to strand a pair of runners. Woodpeckers leave him on the corners after 2 two-out singles. And we head to the bottom of the second. Downey still in front, 2-0 on the Woodpeckers Radio Network.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers,
or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Get ready for a magical night full of wizards, wands, and baseball. Sacred Stadium hosts Harry Potter Night on Friday, August 23rd, as the Woodpeckers host the Kannapolis Cannonballers. What team will you be on? Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, Slytherin, or Gryffindor? The first 1,000 fans in attendance will receive a voucher when arriving to pick a house cap up of their choice. Then fireworks following the game presented by Q98. It's a spellbounding night in downtown Fayetteville, Friday, August 23rd. Get your tickets now at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Six lanes, tail lights, red ants marching into the night. They disappear to the left and right again.
Back with you in Kinston, where the Wood Ducks lead 2-0 after an inning and a half tonight. Game two of the six-game road trip. Sandy Mejia will face the 7-8-9 of Alvarez, Mendez, and Pollard here. First pitch to Eric Alvarez. It is a breaking ball that falls in for strike one. Alvarez DHing today. Downey's picked up a pair of runs on the two-run home run from Arturo Disla out to center field to start the scoring tonight. Next pitch, down and inside, a fastball off target, and it's 1-1. Eric Alvarez on the season batting .239, 59th game tonight for the Woodies, a home run and 25 driven in. Carries a .274 on base percentage and lofts a soft line drive out into right field. Ochoa coming in, has it hit off the palm of his glove. He could not make the squeeze, and the ball falls for Alvarez. He ends up at first base. Ochoa didn't have to move all that far in for that ball, and it was a catch that he could have made about thigh high, and they do flash that air up on the board. So an E9 on an otherwise very sure-handed Neomar Ochoa Jr., who's gotten more starts out in right field than any other player this season. And E9 starts out the inning as Alvarez is aboard, and Wadey Mendez stands in the left side. Foul tips the first pitch into Bush's glove, strike one. Wadey Mendez, a .224 hitter on the season, 56 games, with one home run, six RBIs. 0-1 pitch, and he cuts underneath it. Nothing in two. So Mejia gets ahead quickly. Back-to-back innings, though, where he's dealt with a leadoff base runner. And he's been doing a lot of pitching out of the stretch tonight. 0-2 on Mendez. Infield shaded to pull. Here's the kick and the offer. This is up and outside. One ball and two strikes on Mendez. Wadey Mendez, a La Romana, Dominican Republic native. He was an international free agent signing by Texas back in 2022. Long set by Mejia, the 1-2 offer. And there's a curve called strike three on the outside edge. Looping pitch, dropping in last second. And Mendez down looking for the first out of the second inning. Pair of strikeouts for Sandy Mejia, first time through the order. Here's his final man to face out of the nine. It is Chandler Pollard, right-handed hitting center fielder. Mejia checks his runner down at first. That's Eric Alvarez. Here's the first pitch. And squaring to bunt, Pollard pulls back. A slider hits the zone anyways, called strike one. Chandler Pollard did not have an at-bat last night, but he came on as a pinch runner late in the game for Arturo Disla. Pollard batting 232 on the season over 66 games. Swings at the 0-1, lines it out into center field. Hernandez coming in. He can't make the catch. It falls out in front of him. It just short-hopped him. He was probably making a decision out there in center whether he wanted to dive on that ball. He instead decided to pull up on it a little bit and go the conservative route, playing on a hop, and goes a single to put two on with one out. So Alvarez at second, Pollard now at first. And here is Ishedri Vargas. Vargas stands into the right side, second at bat in the second inning. Came up with a single to start out the bottom of the first, but was thrown out by Bush trying to steal second base. Swings of the first one here, a breaking ball smothered by Bush, and strike one on Vargas. Last time we saw Sandy Mejia was on July 12th. Everybody in the rotation well-rested right now coming out of the All-Star break. It's been about a week and a half since most of these guys have pitched. The 0-1, and a high chopper hit foul into the third base camera well. And when we saw Mejia out in North Augusta, South Carolina, he looked sharp. He did not allow a run, only two hits across three innings in relief. That was a game where the Woodpeckers just couldn't bring home a run. They lost 3-0 to the Green Jackets, but Mejia was really solid out of the bullpen. He did not give up a walk. He struck out four Green Jackets. And so far in the month of July, this is third appearance, has given up three earned runs over five innings. He had a tough outing on the road in Kannapolis back on July 5th. Look to second, the 0-2. And it gets him swinging. A big curve strikes out Vargas. Been Mejia's best off-speed pitch tonight, the breaking ball, the curveball. He picks up his third strikeout of the night, two gone in the second inning for Danier Cueva. Cueva lined out to right first time around, hits with two on, first and second, two out. 2-0 down east in the bottom of the second. Hernandez shading behind the bag, covering the runner. On a first pitch curve, it misses low and away to Cueva. Cueva, the walk-off hero last night, going up against Wilmy Sanchez, connected for a fly down the left field line that dropped into the corner and scored the winning run. 2-1, the final score in 10. Fourth time this season the Woodpeckers have been walked off on. Down to second base, 1-0 pitch, high and in. This sends Cueva turning away and falling to the ground. There's been a couple of those getaway fastballs tonight for Sandy. And it goes for an uncomfortable ball two. A lot of walk-off related ball games, though, this year. Fayetteville themselves have won on five different walk-off plays this season out at Segra Stadium, but they've been on the wrong side of it four times as well. Here's a cut and a miss on a high fastball. Cueva had the green light, 2-0, gets to 2-1. Sandy Mejia's worked with multiple runners on in each inning. Trying to put up his first scoreless frame of the night. 2-1 pitch, bounced up along first. If it is fair, it'll go for an out. It is foul. Xavier Casarella tried to come forward on it, scoop it up right behind the first base bag, but it just rolled to the right of the chalk line. And instead of a three unassisted, Danier Cueva will get to walk back to home plate and settle in a 2-2 count. We'll have some updates shortly on some Carolina League scores getting going. Most games around 7 o'clock tonight. We'll have Astros affiliate scores for you as well, and some big league updates, including a former Woodpecker making his major league debut tonight for the Baltimore Orioles. Chase McDermott will tell you a little bit more about Chase and what to watch for tonight. He's actually pitching right now against the Miami Marlins. Two balls, two strikes, two outs as Sandy Mejia straightens up. Cueva back into the left side. And here it comes. Curveball called strike three, and Sandy Mejia strikes out his third wood duck of the inning to strand a pair. the air and the single leave two Wood Ducks aboard. Mejia closes a scoreless second with his fourth strikeout of the day. We head to the third. It is 2-0 down east on the Woodpeckers Radio Network.
Fireworks Fridays are back at Segra Stadium all summer long. After every Friday home game, the Woodpeckers will light up the downtown sky with fireworks presented by Q98. 14 big shows are scheduled during 2024, including our July 3rd mega show and fan appreciation night to close the year on Sunday, September 8th. The Friday fun doesn't stop there. Come on out for our featured theme nights. 80 Deuces Night, May 10th. It's Star Wars Night, May 31st, and Video Game Night, June 21st. For more information on our 2024 promotions, please visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The world is a vampire. Sent to drain. Secret destroyers hold you up to the flames. And what do I get for my pain? Betrayed desires and a piece of a game.
Woodpeckers trailing 2-0 in the top of the third inning. Right-hander Isaac Tiger winds and throws a first-pitch strike to Alberto Hernandez, the nine-hitter. Righty shortstop leading off this third inning. Next it'll be Yamal Encarnacion and then Wander Luciano. Low slider, and it goes to 1-1 on Alberto Hernandez. He accounted for the only RBI in yesterday's 2-1 loss. That was the game-tying single in the top of the eighth inning. Flies this pitch deep out into the right center field gap. This is getting down and rolling all the way towards the start of the warning track. Pollard back to retrieve it. Hernandez gets to second. He wants third. Cutoff throw is going to beat him by a mile. Daniel Cueva, the second baseman, delivers a perfect relay throw over to third base. And Alberto Hernandez, he dove headlong into third, might have injured himself a little bit as he's slow getting up, but he got a little bit aggressive around second base and caught trying to stretch for a triple.
Top of the order, left fielder, Yamal Encarnacion.
Hernandez will get credit for the double, but 8-4-5 on the relay play. The ball died in the grass a little bit out there as well. Once it hit the turf, it didn't even make it all the way to the base of the wall. So it might not have been as deep out there as Hernandez thought it was when it got around second base. Yamal Encarnacion, the switch hitter, gets ahead quickly. Two balls and no strikes on Tiger. The wind the pitch. And a tip foul in and out of the glove. Isaac Tiger, what a unique name. Isaac spelled I-Z-A-C-K. So already a little bit of a contrarian with the spelling of his first name. And then what a cool last name, Tiger. And I imagine he's not had any shortage of cool nicknames over his time playing baseball and growing up. Third baseman Mejia well off of the line. Vargas towards the middle. Here's the motion in the 2-1 pitch. Swing and miss on a challenge fastball right down the middle. Encarnacion he timed it up well, but he was just underneath it. Two balls and two strikes, bases empty. Here comes the break even. Foul back into the screen, the helmet popping off of Encarnacion's head after he swung. And the count will stay where it is. An 0-for-5 start to this series for Yamal Encarnacion, but he has put the ball in play the entire week, which is good to see because he was dealing with some strikeout concerns in the final road trip before the All-Star break in Augusta and then the final home series as well prior to that. Takes a slider just outside. The count fills. Three balls, two strikes. Tiger eyes in and brings it home. And a fly ball lifted foul into the netting above the third base dugout. Jamal at 237 on the year. Tonight is his 50th game. Big number 50 in the 24 campaign with the Woodpeckers, but also spent two separate stints with the high A ball club. Here's a slider hacked at and missed. Brock couldn't squeeze it, but drops the tag on Jamal on his way out of the box. And there's two gone quickly in the third for Wander Luciano. 2-0 down east. And the Woodpeckers once again early on playing from behind. They were down 1-0 essentially the whole night yesterday until they tied the game in the eighth inning. Here's Luciano 0-for-1 with a ground out to short. Takes the first pitch high and in. One ball and no strikes on Luciano. He went hitless yesterday, but it was a big weekend for him coming off of the development list. 1-0. Going in. 4-for-9 week against Charleston. The walk-off home run on Saturday night as well. That fly ball hit the video board out in left center field. One of the longest home runs we've seen hit at Segra Stadium in a while. 2-0. He went after a high and outside slider. That might have been a slider or a variation of a cut fastball, and he tipped it foul into the glove. Now the 2-1 pitch. Low and outside, framed there by Brock for a moment, but could not get the call. Three balls and a strike. Two strikeouts, no walks so far for Isaac Tiger, and that's sort of been his MO this season when we gave you his numbers in single A's. Luciano pops this pitch foul behind home. But the eight walks, 33 strikeouts over his time between the Arizona Complex League and the Down East Wood Ducks, so he is a strike thrower. Motions for another pitch and misses inside. 3-2 just off the inside corner, and Luciano will head down to first base with a two-out walk.
Center fielder Cesar Hernandez.
Now here comes Cesar Hernandez. Hernandez into the left side, 0-for-1 tonight with a flyout to left field. Making his return to the lineup after a couple of days off due to that mild ankle injury. And if you actually look at his left ankle and cleat tonight, he has a heavy wrap on the foot and around the ankle to just help stabilize things a little bit. That left ankle that he rolled up on sliding into second base on Saturday night. A look in, the 0-1. And there's a curve that falls into the outside part of the zone. Nothing in two. Hernandez will have to protect here. Infield slightly shaded to the pull side. Luciano, not a threat to run. He's over at first. The 0-2 pitch. Misses downstairs. One ball and two strikes. Woodpeckers have not had Kenny Gomez yet in this series. Told that he's nursing a minor injury right now, and hopefully nothing too significant that would land him on the IL. He is available if needed in any sort of emergency off of the bench tonight. As a slider is yanked foul on the ground off to the right, and it goes to 1-2 on Cesar Hernandez. Kenny here with the team right now. Luciano leading off at first. Next pitch misses a little bit high. That's two balls and two strikes on Cesar Hernandez. He came into tonight's game batting a collective 248 over 63 contests. Pair of home runs, 26 RBIs, and tied for second on the team with 23 steals. 2-2 pitch with two outs is on the way. Strikes out Hernandez. A curveball got him flailing out in front. And the Woodpeckers go quietly in the third, leaving Luciano stranded down at first after a two-out base on balls. We head to the bottom of the third inning. It is 2-0 down east on the Woodpeckers Radio Network.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
To the bottom of the third inning out at Granger Stadium. The Wood Ducks with a 2-0 lead over the Woodpeckers. And Julian Brock, the three-hitter catcher, leads it off against Sandy Mejia. Takes a first-pitch curve, low and outside for ball one. Gets ahead. Brock with a double, and he came home on the two-run home run from Arturo Disla, the swing that has down east up in front 2-0 tonight. Mejia motions, throws the 1-0. Gets a fastball into the zone right on that outside third for a called strike one on Brock. Good chance he was an Astro fan growing up. Maybe a contrarian, he was a Ranger fan, but he was born in Houston, Texas. Mejia throws his 1-1 pitch. Misses down and inside to Will Bush. The Real doing the catching yesterday, Bush tonight. And the Woodpeckers once again have catching depth between Villarreal, Bush, and also Victor Diaz, who's not yet played in the series. 2-1 slider gets a cut and miss from Brock, and that levels the count up at 2-2. Mejia recorded all three of his outs in the second inning with the punch out. 4 Ks and one walk over two innings of two-run ball, 2-2. A pop fly hit foul off to the right and towards the snack bar. A little more offense sprinkled around tonight compared to yesterday when we were in the seventh inning and there was only a combined 3 hits. Tonight, no runs on 3 hits for the Woodpeckers. They've committed a fielding error, that drop line drive by Ochoa in the second inning. 2 runs on 4 hits, no errors for down east, including the home run. 2-2 pitch on the ground left side. Luciano cutting in front of the shortstop Hernandez. He scoops cleanly, throws to first, right to the chest of Cassarella, and retires Julian Brock. So here's Arturo Disla. He hit his 10th home run of the season in the first inning against Mejia. That fly that made it all the way over the center field wall, and Sandy taking too long to deliver the pitch. He allowed the 15-second timer to tick all the way down and commits the pitch clock violation. Here's the motion and the 1-0. First physical pitch to Disla. It misses up and inside. You have two contrasting starters today. Isaac Tiger, who likes to get the ball and go. Sandy Mejia, who really slows things down on the mound. Especially with runners on base, he will hardly ever bring a pitch home before the clock gets to 3-4 seconds. Mejia missing high. 3 balls and no strikes now on Disla. Infield plays straight up. Outfield is deep. Cesar Hernandez is way out there in center field. 3-0 pitch, and Disla went after a curve low outside the zone. That's an ill-advised swing. That's one you got to hang back on and take an easy ball four, head to first. But Disla wants to swing away. Clubbed one deep in the first inning. Wants to try and do it again. 3-1 pitch. And And that misses up and outside. He does take ball four and will head to first base on a one-out walk. Second walk given up by Mejia tonight to go along with his four strikeouts. Downey's down in front 2-0 in the bottom of the third. One gone. Here's Esteban Mejia. Mejia with the home run yesterday. Drew a walk his first time up tonight facing Sandy. Mejia has worked with a base runner aboard in every single inning so far. Stranded a pair of down east runners in the second, and now Mejia just committed another pitch clock, or he balked this time, actually. He balked. It looked like he tried to come set and then maybe lean back in to confirm a sign with Will Bush. Ricky Rivera is asking for a clarification from the dugout right now, and he's having a conversation with Frank Jones, who's behind the plate. Richie Arredondo working the bases tonight. Here's the first pitch coming home to Esteban Mejia, and it misses outside. One ball and no strikes. Down East has not had a multi-run lead in the series up until now. It was just a slim margin game yesterday. 1-1, 1-0 lead at one point, tied at one, and then Woodpeckers walking it off, make it down east walking it off, 2-1 and 10. Mejia ready for a 2-0 from Sandy Mejia, and Sandy Mejia misses down, gets the swing and miss, pardon me, on a curve down and outside. It goes to 2-1 on Esteban Mejia. Esteban Mejia, also from the Dominican Republic, like Sandy, but he grew up in the city of La Romana in the DR. Sandy Mejia from Puerto Plata, Dominican Republic. Missed upstairs with a fastball, and it goes to 3-1 on Esteban. Mejia's up to 57 pitches in the game. He capped right around 75 or 80 tonight. 3-1 pitch. Called a strike. Looked like it was a little bit high and in. Fills up the count at 3-2. And now the payoff. Got him looking. Fastball right on the outside corner, and Mejia fights back from down to the count 3-1 to strike out Mejia, pick up his fifth punch out of the night. In steps JoJo Blackman. Blackman 0-1, struck out swinging to end the first inning. Mejia trying to get him again and gets ahead with a first pitch fastball in for strike one. Disloff of second, walking with one out, advancing down on the balk. Mejia looks his way. Hernandez playing behind the bag, and Blackman tied up swinging on inside curve. Much you can do on that pitch. In on the knuckles and well located by Sandy. Curveball has been the go-to off-speed pitch for him tonight. Two strikes, two outs. Dislon second. Here it comes. And a fastball misses a little bit elevated. Shoulder level on Blackman. It's 1-2. Next pitch, and there's the curve that just missed off the outside corner. Mejia started to take a step towards the dugout. Will Bush framed it there and popped out of the crouch thinking he had strike three, but ruled as ball two by Frank Jones. Two balls, two strikes, and two outs with a runner at second. And he looks that way, back towards the plate, strikes out Blackman with the curveball. So Mejia has had to work around base runners tonight. He's left three Wood Ducks stranded over the last couple of innings and caps the third with his sixth strikeout of the night. Fourth inning comes up next. It is 2-0 down east on the Woodpeckers Radio Network.
All pups. Wagon Wednesdays are your chance to enjoy some baseball with your furry friends at the ballpark. All dogs are welcome inside Segra Stadium during Wednesday night home games throughout the season. Dog admission is just $1 with proof of up-to-date vaccination record. Leash required while in the park. Fetch a great deal with Wagon Wednesdays, presented by News Talk 640 WFNC. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com for more details.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Hansel Villarroyale, the Fayetteville cleanup man, walks up to the plate to begin the top of the fourth inning. Woodpeckers trail tonight 2-0 in Kinston on a two-run home run in the first from Arturo Disla. Villarroyale cracks the first pitch deep into center field. Pollard drifting back. He looks up. It is gone. Well, Villarroyale started out the week 0-for-5 with five strikeouts. He does not strike out here. Solo home run on the very first pitch from Isaac Tiger. And he puts it over the center field wall to cut the deficit in half. It is 2-1. Second home run of the season for Hansel Villarroyale. And a big start to the inning sends Alejandro Nunez up to the plate. He attacks the first pitch, fouls it back. Isaac Tiger coming off of a scoreless inning against Delmarva, five scoreless prior to that on the road. Here at home, make it against Salem. And that earned run is the first that he has surrendered since July 5th when he went five innings on the road in Carolina, gave up just one earned run. It's been a dominating month of July for Tiger. The Villarroyale tags him there. Here's a 1-1 yanked foul towards the stairwell of the first base dugout. And it's 1-2 on Alejandro Nunez. Nunez with a fly out to left tonight. Motion in the 1-2. Strikes him out. Tiger bounces right back with a punch out of Nunez. Picks up the first out of the fourth inning and bring Naomar Ochoa Jr. up to the plate. Well, news around the Woodpecker alumni base tonight. We teased it a little bit earlier, but congratulations to Chase McDermott. Tonight, he is currently pitching on the road in Miami and making his major league debut for the Baltimore Orioles. Ochoa checks the swing on the first pitch. They appeal up the line. Base ump says he did not go. 1-0 the count. But Chase, actively right now, is through three scoreless innings in his debut. 25th Woodpecker all time to make the big leagues. Pop fly up along the right field side. Cueva sprinting over and can't get there in time. And falls out of the reach of the second baseman, hops over the sidewall for a foul and strike one to Ochoa. But Chase was called up from the Norfolk Tides just last night, debuting tonight in the Orioles road trip in Miami. And he's a guy that fans may remember for a brief stint in 2021. He was grabbed by the Astros with a fourth-round compensatory pick of that 21 draft. 1-1 coming home, and misses inside. And it was a brief appearance with Fayetteville. 6 games. He made 4 starts. Pitched in 19 games for the Asheville Tourists during the 2022 season. And then he was traded over to Baltimore in the deal that sent a Trey Mancini over to the Houston Astros. They grabbed him right around the trade deadline for the 2022 postseason run. And a fly ball here out into center field as Pollard cuts over to his right, makes the grab, and retires Ochoa. And the chase was one of the top pitchers in the Astros system. He struggled a bit in 2022, the back end of 22 after the trade, early on in 23. But then he really figured it out for about 75% of last season. He went on to be the Orioles minor league pitcher of the year and turned himself into the number one pitching prospect in Baltimore's system. Bush takes the first pitch slider low and inside. Currently where he sat was number 7 in the Orioles farm system, according to MLB.com. And tonight makes his long-awaited debut at the age of 25 years old. So congratulations to Chasen Woodpecker, number 25, to make the big leagues in franchise history. Here's the 2-0 pitch, and a fastball misses inside. On top of that, he's the 5th Woodpecker just this season to go on to make the big leagues, and it's been a lot of pitchers this year. Spencer Arrighetti, Jake Bloss for the Astros, Valente Bayozo, who debuted not long ago for the Miami Marlins. And now it is Chase McDermott, lone position player, of course, Joey Loperfido. 3-0 pitch to Bush, misses inside, a slider off target, and he'll drop ball 4. 2-out walk to put Bush aboard, the tying run on for Xavier Cassarella. See how long they want to stretch Isaac Tiger today. He's gone as long as 72 pitches this season. That's not pitched beyond 5 total innings. Tonight, he currently sits at 64 pitches after the walk to Bush. Cassarella now, who grounded out to third his first time around, and he gets hit with the first pitch. Rides up and in and got him near the elbow guard. And Cassarella able to quickly shake it off and head down to first base. Woodpeckers pick up 2 base runners with 2 outs. And now it'll be Alberto Hernandez. First meeting on the mound, Thomas St. Clair, the Down East pitching coach, is heading out there to have a conversation. And he will talk things over with Tiger and the entire infield. Gives us our first chance to take a peek around the Carolina League scoreboard tonight. Woodpeckers will be keeping their eyes on Columbia and Charleston scores to see where they sit in the Carolina League South Division by night's end. Tonight out at the Joe, the River Dogs and Kannapolis Cannonballers are tied at 1 in the bottom of the 3rd. Columbia and Lynchburg are currently in a weather delay. They were scheduled to get going at 7:05 p.m., but have not been able to play baseball yet. The tarp on the field out at Segra Park. Delmarva leading Fredericksburg 2-0 in the top of the 2nd, and Myrtle Beach and Augusta are scoreless. So are Carolina and Salem up in Salem, Virginia. Now with Alberto Hernandez standing into the right side, he takes a first pitch slider out of the mound meeting for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Alberto Hernandez with a double today, but he was thrown out trying to stretch a triple. That led off the 3rd inning. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and it misses low. Ansel Villarreal leading off this 4th inning with a solo home run. Now a 2-1 ball game. Bush at 2nd, Cassarella at 1st. The tying and go-ahead runs. 1-1 is hopped foul left of 3rd base and towards the rain tarp, which has been on and off the field each day so far in the series. Browns crew's been having to monitor some of the weather patterns all week here in Kinston, and fortunately that future cast has a little bit of rain in the forecast throughout the week, hoping to clear up by Saturday and Sunday when we close down the road trip. 1-2, here's the pitch. And Hernandez strikes out on a slider low and outside off of the plate. Tiger bounces back, strands a pair of runners, and gives up just the one run on the Villarreal solo home run. But Fayetteville's on the board. It's back to a one-run game, 2-1 the score, as we head to the bottom of the fourth on the Woodpeckers Radio Network.
Hey fans, Colin Casey here with the Fayetteville Woodpeckers broadcast team. Looking to keep up with the latest on your favorite Carolina League club? Check out the Woodpeckers website and click on Press Box under the Team and Stats tab to access our virtual press box. There, you'll find all sorts of content, daily game notes, audio interviews, and this year's media guide. You can also click on the Listen Live section, which takes you to our radio broadcast, live for all 132 Woodpeckers games, both at home and on the road. To get all the inside info this season, visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Get ready for a magical night full of wizards, wands, and baseball. Sacred Stadium hosts Harry Potter Night on Friday, August 23rd, as the Woodpeckers host the Kannapolis Cannonballers. What team will you be on? Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, Slytherin, or Gryffindor? The first 1,000 fans in attendance will receive a voucher when arriving to pick a house cap up of their choice. Then fireworks following the game presented by Q98. It's a spellbounding night in downtown Fayetteville, Friday, August 23rd. Get your tickets now at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Woodpeckers get a run back in the top of the fourth inning on a solo home run from Hansel Villarreal. And now Sandy Mejia back within a run. He faces off against the righty Eric Alvarez and misses up and inside with a first pitch breaking ball that slipped out of the fingers. And it goes to 1-0 on Alvarez. It'll be the 7-8-9 here of Wadey Mendez and then Chandler Pollard, a grouping of hitters that went 1-for-3 their first time around. Alvarez, he struck a line drive out into right field first time up that was dropped by Ochoa and went for a fielding error. Here's the kick and the 1-0, high and in. Two balls and no strikes on Alvarez. Villarreal with his second home run of the season. Hit it deep out to center field, almost the same exact spot of the park where Arturo Disla hit his home run. Comeback strike from Sandy, now a 2-ball-and-1-strike count. Mejia may not be long in this inning. He's up to 66 pitches and will probably be capped right around a 75. 2-1 pitch is a little bit low. Fastball at 91 and 3-ball and a strike. Guy with a blue glove playing some long toss out there in the bullpen. That'll tell you that Abel Mercedes is warming up for the Woodpeckers. Here's a fly, golf deep down the left field line. Long run over for Encarnacion up against the warning track. He reaches up and it gets over him. It ricochets back towards the infield. Encarnacion plays the carom, comes up throwing to third. The throw kicks by Luciano, is backed up by Mejia. Alvarez slides into third base and he has a leadoff triple. It looked like Encarnacion was in the right spot. That was a high arcing fly ball that took forever to come back down. And Encarnacion reached up over his shoulder at the last second and just got over him. And then it really took a big carom back towards the infield. It probably came in, you know, 25, 30 feet in from the fence after it landed and gave Alvarez enough time to hustle down to third base with a leadoff three-bagger. And now it's Wadey Mendez, the lefty, right after Downeast gives up the solo home run. They are in a good spot to get the run right back. First pitch missed up and outside to Mendez. And here's the set in the 1-0. Curveball missing up and outside. So Sandy Mejia will try and get an out here, but his night is not going to be too much longer. It could be Abel Mercedes trying to get the bulk of the outs in this fourth. Mejia set, his 2-0 is fouled straight back into the screen. He took care of Mendez first time around, struck him out looking. Mejia set the 2-1. Misses down and inside. Chandler Pollard would be next. Wood Ducks getting the two-run home run out of Arturo Disla. And so far tonight, all three of the runs in the game have been scored on home runs. Disla going deep for Down East. Villarreal for Fayetteville. Setting the 3-1 pitch. On the ground, out towards first. Backhanded by Cassarella. He looks the runner back to third, goes to first, touches the bag, and retires Wadey Mendez, who goes to 0-2. So decision time now for Ricky Rivera in the dugout. Ricky's going to stay put for now and allow Sandy Mejia to face at least one more batter. Chandler Pollard, the nine hitter, is in. Singled his first time around, hits against a plate in infield, and delivers a first pitch strike. Mejia does, nothing in one on Pollard. Wind blowing out tonight. Out in Kinston, we've seen a couple of fly balls sail out of here to center, directly into that gust. Playing as a hitter's park tonight, where it measures 390 out to dead center, 335 down the left and right field lines. 1-1 on Pollard. Off a third, Alvarez. And here's the 1-1 pitch. Curveball framed right on the inside corner, and it's called strike two. 6 punch outs for Sandy Mejia at this point. Season high for him is 7. And now the 1-2 offer. Curveball missed up and in. It's been a few more of those late in the outing today compared to early on. That was the primary pitch for Sandy. He was picking up a lot of swing and miss with his curveball, but late in the third here in the fourth inning, he's seen quite a few of them slip loose and miss high and in. 2-2 pitch, here it is. A check swing on a pitch out in front of the plate. They will appeal, and Richie Arredondo rules no swing. He'll say that Pollard did not go, and Fayetteville pitching coach Zach Wilkins getting vocal right now from the dugout. And he's trying to fight for his guy Sandy out there on the mound, of course, who's right up against his pitch cap, and trying to pick up an out and possibly his final batter of the night. 3-2 payoff pitch, and the curveball falls in for a called strike 3. Good one, worked onto the inside against the righty for Mejia. 2 gone in the fourth inning. Mejia has now tied his season high with his 7th strikeout of the day. Ricky's going to keep him in there, allow him to face Ishedri Vargas at the top of the order. First pitch, fastball missing low, and it's a ball and no strikes. Vargas is singled and struck out swinging today. 1-2 up to the plate for a third time. The 1-0. Swings and pops it foul behind home and out of play. One ball and one strike on Vargas. Here's the pitch. And he swings early on a curve. Nasty one from Mejia. And I'm out in front. 82 pitches now for Sandy Mejia. And that is officially a new season high for Sandy. A couple of times this year he threw 81 times. Built up over 50 innings now. 1-2 pitch. Is pulled deep out into left field. Encarnacion backing up on it, pressed up against the wall, makes the catch all the way up against that left field fence, and it ends the inning. Vargas gives it a good ride, but Granger Stadium hangs on to it, and Sandy Mejia closes out his day with a scoreless fourth inning, works around the leadoff triple, and it stays 2-1 Wood Ducks as we head to the fifth on the Woodpeckers Radio Network.
There's no better place to spend your Thursday nights in the Ville than Segra Stadium this Woodpecker season. Quench your thirst on Thirsty Thursdays, every Thursday home game with $4 16-ounce brews and $2 Pepsi products all night long. Head to the ballpark early for live music on select Thursday nights beginning at 5 p.m. at Healy's Bar. Start your weekend early all summer long at Segra Stadium's Thirsty Thursday, presented by Rock 103 FM. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Woodpeckers trailing down east 2-1 in the top of the fifth inning. Sandy Mejia's night likely complete after he works out of a scoreless fourth, and the down east Wood Ducks also are turning away from their starter, Isaac Tiger, entering the game as Kainoa Wynyard, and on the very first pitch to Yamal Encarnacion. Encarnacion pops out into shallow center to the shortstop, Ishedri Vargas. There is one away. That will be Wander Luciano, lefty Cesar Hernandez on deck. The top three batters to see Wynyard. He kicks and fires. And spins the slider alone outside for ball one. Wynyard, the Queensland, Australian native, undrafted free agent, signing by the Rangers in 2020. He comes in on the season 0-1 with a 2.25 ERA, third year Carolina League pitcher. Delivers a fastball for a called strike. Now his motion in 1-1 pitch. Luciano grounds a breaking ball out to straight up short for Vargas. He scoops and throws to first to retire Luciano. Two quick outs in the Fayetteville fifth. Luciano goes to 0-2. And now Cesar Hernandez. The Woodpeckers saw Wynyard a few times in 2023. They saw him in 2022. And tonight is career game number 55 in the Down East Wood Ducks career of Kainoa Wynyard. Slider missing down and out, down and inside. 1-1 on Cesar Hernandez, who's hitless tonight, 0-2 in his return to the lineup. A fly out to left and a strikeout. Grounds this pitch on two skips, deep out to second base. Cueva picks it at the chest, throws to first, and it's a 1-2-3 quick frame for Wynyard out of the bullpen. We're halfway through it on this Wednesday night in Kinston, North Carolina. The Down East Wood Ducks leading the Woodpeckers 2-1 on the Woodpeckers Radio Network. Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Woodpeckers have turned to the bullpen here in the bottom of the fifth inning. They go to right-hander Angel Peralta, taking over for the starter Sandy Mejia. And on Peralta's first pitch, a line drive pulled down the right field side by Danier Cueva. Will roll a while before Ochoa cuts it off towards the line. Cueva with a swan dive into second base. He has leadoff double. Very first pitch that Peralta throws, Downies comes up with their fourth extra base hit of the night. They now have two doubles, a home run, and a triple, going along with a pair of singles, out hitting the Woodpeckers 6-4 on the night, out in front 2-1 in the run column. Here's Julian Brock. Brock tonight is doubled and also grounded out to third. Peralta will have to navigate around a man in scoring position right away. Slide steps home and pumps in a fastball a little low, ball one. So Angel Peralta, one of the recent additions to the Woodpeckers staff, came up from the Florida Complex League. 1-1 record with a 7.80 ERA. 1-0. Misses outside. Two balls and no strikes. Over 15 innings with the Woodpeckers, Peralta has surrendered 18 hits, 13 earned runs, picked up 20 strikeouts, so good right there, and also issued 20 walks. Opposing hitters batting .288 against Peralta in single A. 2-0 pitch, misses inside, gets by Bush, goes to the backstop, and will allow Cueva to get down to third. That's going to end up likely being a pass ball on Bush because just got right through his mitt, clipped him right at the top of the webbing. Bush didn't know where the ball was initially. It got behind Frank Jones, the umpire. I think it planted in the padding about right behind the backstop. Bush, for a moment, thought the ball pulled a disappearing trick on him. So Cueva gets down to third. And this is back-to-back innings now where Down East has a man at third base, nobody out. 3-0 pitch right across the plate to Brock and goes to 3-1. Wood Ducks were unable to bring around Alvarez last inning after his leadoff triple, and the Woodpeckers will once again try and pick up three outs with a Wood Duck standing 90 feet away from the plate. This pitch misses up and inside, and Julian Brock draws the walk. Two Wood Ducks aboard with nobody out. So here's the dangerous righty Arturo Disla. Hit his 10th home run of the season back in the first. The two-run shot that is still propping up the Wood Ducks 2-1 lead. Takes the first pitch low in the zone. Below the zone, that is, and it's 1-0. Disla drew the walk in the third inning. Second time he saw Sandy Mejia, he drew ball four, and Mejia worked around the edges. Here's a ground ball pulled off to the left, gets by Luciano and out into left field. Cueva scores from third. Brock stops at second, and an RBI single gets Down East their two-run lead back. It's now 3-1. Arturo Disla has driven in all three of the Wood Ducks' runs tonight, and the threat continues to build. Three straight Woodies reach base against Peralta out of the bullpen, and now it'll be Esteban Mejia. Mejia with a walk and a strikeout. He's 0-1. force it all bases if Peralta can get something on the ground. His signature slider, the first pitch to Mejia, and it's called a strike, nothing and one. Bush jumps out in front of the plate really quick to give some signs to the middle infield. It's Alejandro Nunez right now hanging closest to second base, trying to keep the runner Brock close. Peralta leans in and throws his 0-1. Missed a little bit low with it. One ball and one strike. The numbers for Peralta have not quite carried over into high A, a single A for him from the FCL. He had a 1.48 ERA in seven games, only allowed four earned runs over 24 and a third. So those really stood out amongst the entire Florida Complex League Astros pitching staff, but since his bump up to single A, has given up nearly a run per inning, those 13 earned over 15 total. But now he's given up 14 earned over the span of 15. And there's a changeup that Esteban went after. Just a little bit low, and it's now 2-2. Peralta still searching for his first out of the fifth. Now 3-1 down east. A pause, the 2-2. It's popped up and out of play over the first base dugout. Count will stay where it is at 2 balls and 2 strikes on Mejia. Houston Astros picked up a win today on the road in Oakland. Convincing win. They lost yesterday to the A's, but win tonight 8-1, and Hunter Brown got the win with 6 innings of 1-run ball, 8 punch-outs as well for Hunter Brown. A look to second. Peralta throws another 2-2. This is on the ground to short. Hernandez scoops, goes to second for one. The turn to first, a double play. Woodpeckers turn two. Hernandez to Nunez to Casarella, 6-4-3. And a huge momentum turner for Angel Peralta. Brock gets to third on the twin killing. So a 2-outs man at third for JoJo Blackman. Really a key result there for Peralta, who was nearly 15 pitches in without an out. Now here's JoJo Blackman scooting out of the way with the first pitch changeup, and it's 1-0. Jose Altuve had a big day at the plate today for the Stros. He went 3-for-5 with a double and a couple of RBIs. Chaz McCormick also a big night, 2-for-3 with a home run. A set by Peralta, check towards third. The 1-0 slips loose. He tried to go with a backdoor slider, and it missed high and outside. 2 balls and 0 strikes on Blackman. He has struck out in both of his at-bats tonight. Santa Mejia tied his season high with his 7 strikeouts. His pitch misses outside. Now 3-0 to Blackman. And the final line for Sandy today on the hook for a potential loss. 4 innings, 5 hits, 2 earned runs, a pair of walks, and 7 strikeouts. He gave up the home run to Disla, causing his 2 earned runs. 3-0 pitch, and Blackman with the green light cuts through a changeup. 3-1. Mejia gets out of here tonight with his ERA sitting at 5.40, dropped just a couple of points from where it was at coming in. Set in the 3-1. Blackman hits it deep, but foul out towards the left field bullpen and out of play. Peralta a strike away from getting out of this fifth with just the 1 run allowed. The RBI single by Disla. Here's a payoff pitch and a line drive hit towards second base. Played on one hop by Nunez. Fields in the shallow right field grass. Throws to first and retires Blackman to end the inning. A little help from the double play ball. Angel Peralta maneuvers out of the fifth. And we are through 5 innings in Kinston. Down east out to a 3-1 lead on the Woodpeckers Radio Network.
It's Colin Casey here with the Fayetteville Woodpeckers broadcast team. Looking to keep up with the latest on your favorite Carolina League club? Check out the Woodpeckers website and click on Press Box under the Team and Stats tab to access our virtual Press Box. There, you'll find all sorts of content, daily game notes, audio interviews, and this year's media guide. You can also click on the Listen Live section, which takes you to our radio broadcast, live for all 132 Woodpeckers games, both at home and on the road. To get all the inside info this season, visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Through five innings tonight in Kinston, the Woodpeckers trailed Wood Ducks 3-1. Hansel Villarreal leads off against Kainoa Wynyard. And on the first pitch of the inning, Villarreal takes a high and inside corner strike. Nothing in one. Villarreal has provided the lone run of the night for the Woodpeckers, a solo home run to center. Next pitch drifts outside, and it's 1-1 on the Woodpecker DH. And you hope that that home run can get Villarreal back into his normal form. He started this series 0-for-5 with 5 strikeouts, but ended it in a big way. Nearly stumbles out across the plate, swinging and missing on a Wynyard changeup, it looked like, and it's 1-2. Infield plays him straight up. 1-2 offer. Misses upstairs. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Went for the second home run of the season for Villarreal, and RBI number 14 of his campaign over 24 games. Early on, when he first came to town, he was a multi-hit machine. He was just spraying singles all over the place, but now over the last week, he's shown some of that home run ability. 2-2 pitch, and he chases a breaking ball a little bit outside for strike 3. So mixed results tonight, a little bit of boom or bust for Villarreal. Strikeout, home run, strikeout. He goes to 1-for-3. And Kainoa Wynyard is efficiently picking up outside of the bullpen. 4 up, 4 down since taking over for the starter Isaac Tiger. Now here's the lefty Alejandro Nunez. And he fouls the first pitch straight back. 0-1 on Nunez. Nunez has flied to left, struck out swinging, 0-for-2. Woodpeckers with a run on 4 total hits. Nunez hits this one deep out into right field. Mendez is going to watch it hit off the top of the wall. It ricochets back in towards the infield. Nunez cruises into second with a stand-up double. Well, it looked like Mendez for a moment there had conceded that that ball was going to leave the yard. He was watching it get over his head, and I think with a little bit of unluckiness for Nunez, that ball hit off the yellow padding right at the top of the wall. And it's doing one of two things in that instance. It's either hopping into the bullpen or it's coming back into the field to play. And Nunez, by a fraction of an inch, misses out on a solo home run. He'll settle for the double. Here's Naomar Ochoa Jr. now. And on the first pitch, he takes a slider low and away. Wynyard almost tripped coming down the slope of the mound. Credit Nunez, though, for not watching that ball leave or admiring his work. He was hustling the whole way and continued to sprint around the bases, not knowing whether that ball was going to hop over the wall or come back in towards right field. Now 2-0 on Ochoa. Powerful hitter at the plate, representing the tying run in a 3-1 game. Here's the pitch. And a slider clips the outside edge. 2 balls and a strike. Wynyard's been a really solid run preventer this year for Down East, the 2.25 ERA, nearly an identical figure to his ERA last year in 24 games, 2.38. Here's the 2-1. And a fastball clips the corner. 2-2 in Ochoa. Nailmar might have thought it was a little too far outside, calls for time, and tries to slow the tempo of the at-bat. Wynyard goes to the rosin bag, spikes it on the downslope of the mound, climbs back up to the rubber. 2-2 on deck is the lefty Will Bush. And here comes the pitch. Misses down low. Tried to get Ochoa to fish after a curveball. Nailmar with one of the five hits tonight, a second inning single. Multi-hit game yesterday, out to a four-game hitting streak since the All-Star break concluded. Here comes the leg kick, the twirl, and a look back to second base where Nunez scampers back in. Wind still breezing steadily out towards dead center field if Ochoa can get something in the air. Team home run leader with eight on the season. 3-2 pitch on one hop out to third. Mejia gloves it, looks the runner back. A low throw is scooped by Disla. And first baseman able to bail out Mejia over at third with out number two. 5-3 on the put out. Mejia able to look Nunez back to second base, so he holds it second after his double. And now it's Will Bush. Nice return to the club for Will Bush. A single and a walk in his two trips to the plate. He was here last night, but given the day off after traveling down from Asheville. Takes a first pitch strike from Kainoa Wynyard, and it's nothing and one on the Fayetteville catcher. Bush came up with three hits over the span of three games during his time with the Tourists. And swings at a breaking ball down and in here, behind nothing and two. But now with the Woodpeckers once again, Bush playing in his 59th game of his Fayetteville career. He's sitting 203 on the season collectively with three home runs, 30 RBIs, including one of the biggest swings this year at Segra Stadium, a grand slam. 0-2 with two outs. Nunez off a second. Wynyard gives him a long look, fires home. And Bush yanks a line drive down the right field side. It is fair, and it will roll all the way to the base of the wall. Mendez over to retrieve it. Nunez hustles in from second, and Will Bush trades places with an RBI double. Back to a one-run game, 3-2 on Will Bush's eighth double of the season and 31st RBI. A big night for Will Bush. Great return, 2-for-2, a walk, an RBI double. And now the Woodpeckers and Wood Ducks trading runs. Wynyard gets ready to face Xavier Casarella now. First a meeting on the mound. Brock is heading out there to have a chat with his reliever. And Casarella has a chance to make an impact on this game. Woodpeckers have brought the tying run into scoring position on their sixth hit of the night, second double of the inning, Nunez and Bush. First pitch to Casarella. Missing a little bit low and in. 1-0. Casarella is grounded out to third, also been hit by a pitch tonight. He got grazed on the, actually hit pretty squarely, should say, on the left elbow. Big lead off a second for Bush as he dances around, tries to grab the attention of Wynyard, and he tugs a fastball outside. Two balls and no strikes on Casarella. The Down East bullpen is activated. A right-hander is starting to loosen out in left field. 2-0 pitch. And there's a slider called the strike right on the outside edge to the righty. 2-1. breaking ball offered up, and Cassarella cuts through it. Two balls, two strikes with two outs. Woodpeckers have not led at any stage in this game, but they have inched within a run a couple of times now. They have trailed ever since the bottom of the first inning, but hanging around and forcing Down East to get high pressure outs. 2-2 misses low and away. A fastball that ended up all the way in the left-handed batter's box, and it fills the count on Cassarella. Alberto Hernandez, who tied the game last night in the eighth inning, he stands on deck if Cassarella can find a way to get aboard. Wynyard looks in, gets the sign from Brock. Target set up outside. And a pickup of the leg. Wynyard looks Bush back and uses one of the disengagements, resets that 18-second pitch clock. Three balls, two strikes. With two outs, the payoff pitch. Cassarella pops it up behind home plate. Brock gives it a look, and it thuds on top of the roof for a foul ball. Home sixth inning, you'd assume the Woodpeckers will send Peralta back out there again following a little bit of a turbulent fifth. It'll be the 7, 8, and 9 hitters of the Down East order. Another payoff. Cassarella flies a line drive out into right field. Mendez cuts over. He lunges and makes a shoulder-high grab approaching the alleyway to retire Cassarella. He put a good swing on it, nearly found a gap to tie the game, but nice defensive effort by Mendez keeps Down East in front, 3-2. At the end of 5.5, we go to the bottom of the sixth inning next on the Woodpeckers Radio Network. The Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401. They're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Vamanos! Los Guerreros de Fayetteville return to the diamond in 2024. Watch the Woodpeckers transform into their Copa de la Diversión identity for three regular season games, May 11th, June 11th, and September 4th. Enjoy tasty, Latin-inspired food items from the concession stands. Mark your calendars. The first 1,000 fans through the gates on Los Guerreros kickoff night, May 11th, will receive a Guerreros bucket hat thanks to Blue Diamond Transportation. Get your tickets now for La Noche de Los Guerreros at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Black hole sun, won't you come? Wash away the rain. Black hole sun, won't you come? Won't you come? Won't you come?
Woodpeckers turn away from Engel Peralta after one inning and go to Abel Mercedes to start the bottom of the sixth. On the very first pitch to Eric Alvarez, he flies it out into shallow center. And coming on, Cesar Hernandez to make a jogging grab at his chest for out number one. For the second time tonight, the Woodpeckers have inched within a run. It's now 3-2. RBI double coming from Will Bush with two outs in the sixth against Kainoa Wynyard. And Abel Mercedes trying to hold a one-run ball game into the seventh. Wadey Mendez stands in. Lefty is 0-2 with a strikeout and a ground out. Very first pitch is cooked in there at 98 miles an hour by Abel Mercedes, and he missed out in front of the plate with the high-velocity fastball. It's 1-0 on Mendez. Mercedes comes in 1-1 on the season. He has a 5.86 ERA. Team-high 29 appearances in a span of 27 2/3 total innings. 35 walks, 44 strikeouts. And opposing hitters batting just 158 this season against Abel. Beltay set, the leg kick and the 1-0. Big curve gets Mendez cutting over top of it. One ball and one strike. Chandler Pollard, the nine-hitter on deck, and wasn't expecting to see Abel Mercedes enter out there in this sixth inning. You do have to wonder whether Angel Peralta is in okay shape after Ricky Rivera moves away from him after just one inning. Peralta, a guy who's been used in tandem as a starter and a reliever. So when he's out there, the goal is to try and get him 75 pitches or anywhere between 3 and 5 innings of work. Peralta did have to labor a bit during that fifth inning. He threw 20 total pitches, but that should not have been enough to cause his departure. So unless there's been some sort of change in the thinking as to how the Woodpeckers want to deploy Peralta, a little odd that he only went 20 pitches tonight through 10 strikes and was able to limit the damage to just the one run. But that's something we'll monitor going into later parts of this series, the health of Angel Peralta. There's a curve that folds into the zone. It's called strike three on Mendez. Well, that curveball is working for Abel Mercedes. He is one of the toughest arms to figure out in the Woodpecker rotation. You have to gear up and be ready for the high 90s fastball, but the curveball just backs up on you. Two quick outs in the down east sixth inning for Chandler Pollard. Bases empty. Nine-hitter, 1-for-2 with a single and a strikeout. First pitch fastball misses down and outside, and Mercedes examines the landing spot on the mound. He came down a little awkwardly. One and 0 on Pollard. Mercedes set the throw. Here it is, and he goes off speed. Gets the swing and miss. Pollard chasing out across the plate. 1-1. Wood Ducks edging out Fayetteville right now in the hit column, 7-6. One hit difference, one run difference tonight. 3-2 down east. One error difference as well. Woodpeckers with a lone defensive mistake tonight. That drop line drive out in right field that ultimately did not cost them a run back in the second. 1-2 on Pollard. Here is the pitch. And he misses outside with a fastball. Mercedes winding home and firing that thing at 99 miles an hour. 2-2. Infield, outfield playing just about straight up against Pollard. Next pitch is the curve that misses a little bit high. 3 balls and 2 strikes. And now the payoff. Check swing on a low one. They'll appeal, and they say he did. Richie Arredondo rings up Pollard. Bush drops the tag to complete the inning, and Abel Mercedes goes 1-2-3 with a pair of strikeouts. We are on to the seventh. Woodpeckers edged out by a run at the moment, 3-1 on the Woodpeckers Radio Network.
Fireworks Fridays are back at Segra Stadium all summer long. After every Friday home game, the Woodpeckers will light up the downtown sky with fireworks presented by Q98. 14 big shows are scheduled during 2024, including our July 3rd mega show and fan appreciation night to close the year on Sunday, September 8th. The Friday fun doesn't stop there. Come on out for our featured theme nights. 80 Deuces Night, May 10th. It's Star Wars Night, May 31st, and Video Game Night, June 21st. For more information on our 2024 promotions, please visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Hey fans, do you know your mud hens from your trash pandas?
Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The world is a vampire. Sent to drain. Secret destroyers. Hold you up to the flames. And what do I get for my pain? Betrayed desire.
We're into the final third of this Wednesday night ball game. The Woodpeckers down a run, 3-2 to the Wood Ducks. And Down East turns to their bullpen for a second time. They bring in right-hander Alberto Mota to take on Fayetteville righty Alberto Hernandez. And Hernandez taking the first pitch for a called strike on a high inside corner fastball. Out of the stretch, the 0-1. And look out, that pitch shot foul into the screen of the Woodpeckers dugout. Everybody's all right there. It's pretty deep wells here in Down East, so everybody is kind of sunken down below the railing of the dugout. Everybody's safe down there. 0-2 pitch, called strike three, a changeup. Actually, that was actually the fastball from Mota. And Hernandez down on three pitches. Back up to the top of the order with Yamal Encarnacion. Mota this year for the Wood Ducks is 0-2 with a 3.75 ERA. Tonight is his ninth game out of the bullpen. 12 total innings, 10 walks, and 21 strikeouts. Check swing on the first pitch. They appeal up the first baseline. Richie Arredondo rules he did not go. 1-0 on Yamal. Encarnacion with a strikeout, pop out, and ground out today. He's 0-3 and a combined 0-7 in the series. The 1-0. There's a strike. Fastball on the outside corner at 95. So Mota brings home some good velocity. The Woodpeckers have seen plenty of him over the years. He pitched in 23 games last season for Down East, seven games, out of their bullpen in 2022. Low and inside curveball hits the dirt. Subtle flinch of the hands. Encarnacion did not go, and it's 2-1. Mota, the 21-year-old, originally out of Maracay in Venezuela. And tonight, third-year Carolina League ball player making his 39th appearance in a Down East Wood Ducks uniform. Here's the 2-1. And a line drive struck into the opposite field, slicing foul territory and down on the extended warning track for foul ball and strike two on Yamal Encarnacion. Base is empty, one out in a one-run game. Pitch out in front of the plate. One slip from Mota. He reaches down and rubs a little bit of dirt in the right hand to pick up some grip. So 3-2. Wander Luciano will also get a chance in this inning. He stands on deck, and then lefty Cesar Hernandez is in the hole. Woodpeckers with a 4-3 record on the year against Down East. Won the six-game series at home back in April. And trying to stay above 500 against the Woodies this season. Here's a pitch shot off of Mota's foot. It ricochets towards second base. It's barehanded by Cueva, and the throw to first gets Encarnacion by a fraction of a step. Wow, what a play. That pitch kicked off of Mota's foot, popped probably 20 feet in the air, and Cueva charging in, barehands it, and gets the quick throw off to first base just in time. And now attention turns towards Mota as the training staff will head out there to check up on their reliever. That pitch caught him squarely in the heel. But he seems to be walking around and moving okay. I think it was his right foot where it got him. And they may have him throw a warm-up pitch or two just to see if he's okay to drive off of that back foot. Ricky Rivera, for what it's worth, not arguing the call. Jeff Calhoun, the Fayetteville first base coach, he might have had a word or two for Richie Arredondo, but they really don't allow the coaches outside of the manager communicate with the umps too much. Otherwise, it's usually a quick dismissal. So Calhoun trying to be conscious of that. And Andrew Kresge, meanwhile, going to have a conversation with Wander Luciano waiting in the on-deck circle. Mota will throw a couple of pitches here just to make sure he's all right with that foot. And after one quick toss, he says he's good. And training staff and Carlos Maldonado will head back towards the dugout. Quick update around the Carolina League tonight. You have Charleston out in front of Kannapolis 6-2. That game is in the top of the sixth at the Joe. And the Woodpeckers are unable to come back tonight. Charleston pulls off another win. They'll suddenly have a 3.5-game lead once more in the division over Fayetteville. So now Luciano, he cuts at a first-pitch curve and comes up empty, nothing and one. So we'll go 1-4-3 on that play. And Encarnacion put a little star next to it as well. Here's the 0-1. Luciano takes high and in. One ball and one strike. Wander went 0-for-4 yesterday, 0-for-2 today with a pair of groundouts and a walk. Still looking for his first hit on the road in Kinston after his big series at home against Charleston. 1-1 curve falls in, and it's called a strike, 1-2. There have not been too many 1-2-3 minimum innings tonight for Down East, but Alberto Mota hunting the third of the night for Down East pitching. And he gets it. Strikes out Luciano on a foul tip. Got him with the curve. Brock hung on to it. And it's a 1-2-3 seventh. We head to the seventh inning stretch. It is a one-run ball game at Granger Stadium. 3-2, Wood Ducks over the Woodpeckers.
All right, it's now time for the seventh inning stretch presented by Orthopedic Needs and Sports Medicine Center. At Orthopedic Needs and Sports Medicine Center, let's get you back in the game. It's now time for a little JP out of the ballgame.
Stretched out in Kinston, 3-2 the score. Down East out in front of the Woodpeckers. Abel Mercedes continues his night on the mound. Pitched a 1-2-3 sixth. Returns for the seventh and gets a swing and miss out of Ishedri Vargas to begin the inning. Vargas in the leadoff roll, 1-for-3 with a first inning single against the starter Sandy Mejia. Angel Peralta allowed a run in the fifth. Mercedes entered on in the sixth. Pitch bounced over the on-deck batter. That's Daniel Cueva over there. And it's nothing and two on Vargas. Mercedes with good velocity tonight, as usual. Fastball all the way up to 99 miles an hour, and he struck out a pair of Wood Ducks in a quick sixth. The 0-2 got him. Took something off and dropped a curveball below the zone to fan Vargas for out number one. Three straight punch-outs for Abel Mercedes. And now here comes Danier Cueva. Mercedes has had a solid month of July. It's been his best month yet on the mound. Enters tonight with a 1.69 ERA over four relief appearances. Just one earned run allowed early on in the Augusta road trip. Aside from that, two scoreless games against Kannapolis, a scoreless outing against Augusta, and nothing scored against him tonight over an inning and a third. A slider wraps around the outside corner and it missed. Two balls, no strikes on Danier Cueva. Doubled and came home to score what is the leading run right now. That was in the fifth inning. 2-0 pitch up and outside. Two runs on six hits, an error for Fayetteville. Three runs on seven hits and no errors for the Wood Ducks. A part of their seven hits tonight, four that have gone for extra bases. Two doubles, a triple, and a two-run home run. 3-0 misses down and in. And Mercedes gives up his first base runner of the day on ball four.
Now, the near catcher, Julian Brock.
Here's Julian Brock. Brock 1-for-2 with a walk, a double, and a run scored. First pitch fastball pops the mitt right down the middle of the zone for a called strike one. Short lead off of first for Cueva. Cassarella holding him close to the bag. The 0-1. There's a curve that just missed a little high and in. Julian Brock coming up with a couple of strikeouts yesterday. He was also hit by a pitch. A combined 1-for-5 in the series with a hit by pitch and walk. Stays off the 1-1 and it's called a strike right at the top of the zone. Brock thought it might have been a little bit too high. He's catching tonight, so he's just going to want to get that pitch on the defensive end as well. That was slightly above the belt, below the number on the front of his jersey. 1-2 pitch. And another curveball folds in there for a called strike three. The hook working for Abel Mercedes tonight. And out number two of the seventh goes for his fourth strikeout of the day. He's punched out four of the six Wood Ducks he has seen tonight. And now here comes Arturo Disla. Disla with a two-run home run, also a walk and a single. Runners on the go, pitches up and inside. Bush's throw down was accurate, but not in time. And Danier Cueva getting aggressive with two outs. Motors up into scoring position with the stolen base. It goes his sixth stolen base of the year. A guy who does not run often, six stolen bases over the span of now 67 games, but he has not been caught all year. And Cueva not feeling all that great after diving into second base. He's grabbing at his left hamstring. And Carlos Maldonado, the manager and athletic trainer, Michael Thiele have run out there to check up on Cueva. Last night's walk-off hero for the Wood Ducks is clearly in a lot of pain right now. He's hunched over and putting his hands on his knees and grabbing at that left hammy. It's kind of the universal sign that he might have pulled something breaking into second base. And as they sort out the injury out in the field, they're going to try and bring him a cup of water. They're not instantly committing to taking him out of the game right now, although it looks like just with his facial expression, the way he's struggling to even walk, that he's not going to be able to stay in tonight. We'll see. He's going to grab a cup of water. Charleston still leading 6-2 over Kannapolis. Delmarva blowing out Fredericksburg tonight on the road. 10-2 the score in the bottom of the fourth inning. They did officially postpone out in Columbia. Fireflies in Lynchburg not able to get going tonight. So they will play a doubleheader scheduled for tomorrow to make up those games. Myrtle Beach leading Augusta out at Pelican Ballpark 3-0 through six innings. And Salem shutting out Carolina 5-0 in the bottom of the seventh. Got some updates from the Astros affiliate system tonight as well. South Atlantic League, where the Tourists are on the road in Greensboro, and they lead the Grasshoppers 5-1 at the end of eight innings. Well, Daniel Cueva going to be able to stay in this game. Very first pitch runs up and drills Arturo Disla, and he is in some serious pain. A 98-mile-per-hour fastball from Abel Mercedes just ran up and drilled Arturo Disla in the elbow, and now the Wood Ducks have another injury to worry about. And Disla, I mean, he is rolling around right now in some serious pain, grabbing at his wrist or elbow area. And he's pointing at his left elbow. He actually wears a guard on the elbow where that fastball hit him. And they've now removed the guard, and they're trying to examine the elbow, but Abel Mercedes is prone to uncork a wild one every once in a while. And at 98 miles an hour, that doesn't feel good, whether it hits you squarely in the arm or even with the elbow guard. It's gonna hurt either way. Disla's finally up into a seated position, but still grabbing at his elbow and wincing in major pain. Bree Spence, the Fayetteville athletic trainer, is now getting out there to check up on him, and Disla is going to walk off the field and exit this game with his arm held limp off to his left side. Still wincing in some serious pain as he walks down the stairwell of the dugout. And Carlos Maldonado goes to his lineup card. So we'll sort that out as Asheville gives you an update there from Greensboro. They lead 5-1 in the top of the ninth inning. Torres tonight, the pair of RBIs coming from Austin Deming.
24, Marcos Torres will now run at first base.
And Cam Fisher also with a pair of RBIs. Fisher, who went deep yesterday, hit another home run tonight, his 10th of the season. And Anthony Sherwin, the former Wood Becker, hitting his 5th of the year. Pinch runner is Marcos Torres. He will take over at first for the injured Arturo Disla. And now here's Esteban Mejia. First pitch. Curveball misses low. Runners going to third. Bush slips as he tries to throw. He hangs on to the baseball. He hit the grass and played the ball off to his left. And right as he tried to get to his feet and throw to third, legs came out from under him. Both runners advance on the wild pitch. And Mercedes has got to try and lock it in here. He was so sharp with his command for the first six batters he faced. Fastballs, curveballs all hitting their mark, but hits Disla and now puts one in the dirt against Mejia. And he just spiked a fastball or a changeup right out in front of the plate. And that one caught Bush squarely as he tried to put the chest protector out in front of the ball. It caught him squarely in the arm. And major misses right now out of Abel Mercedes. Things have really gone squirrely on him here in the last couple of pitches. He kind of punched his glove a couple of times after delivering that last pitch. Goes to the rosin bag and tries to stick up the hand. His 2-0 offer misses just inside. Three balls and no strikes on Esteban Mejia. Open base down at first now. A walk would load him for JoJo Blackman. Mejia comes back with a fastball at 98 miles an hour and gets low inside corner. Three balls and one strike. 3-2 the score. Down east out in front. And Mercedes gets the swing and miss out of Mejia. Going to the velocity to get back in a 3-2 count. Here comes the pitch. He got him. Three straight fastballs. Mejia goes down swinging. And Mercedes fights back in the count to close a scoreless seventh. Keep this at a one-run game as we head to the top of the eighth inning. It is the Wood Ducks 3 and the Woodpeckers 1 on the Woodpeckers Radio Network. Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Calling all pups! Wagon Wednesdays are your chance to enjoy some baseball with your furry friends at the ballpark. All dogs are welcome inside Segra Stadium during Wednesday night home games throughout the season. Dog admission is just $1 with proof of up-to-date vaccination record. Leash required while in the park. Fetch a great deal with Wagon Wednesdays, presented by News Talk 640 WFNC. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com for more details.
Well, it's turned into a battle of the bullpens and a couple of hard-throwing right-handers going toe-to-toe. Abel Mercedes and Alberto Mota trying to take this thing to the finish. Down east, out in front, 3-2 as we open the top of the eighth, and Cesar Hernandez cuts through a first-pitch breaking ball from Mota. He set down the side in order in the seventh, struck out a pair of Woodpeckers along the way. And here's a cut and a miss on a mid-90s fastball from Mota, nothing and two. It's been another night where there's a lot of swing and miss tallied up. The Woodpeckers fanned 17 batters yesterday. They've struck out 12 tonight. Here's a high hopper hit over the mound. Hernandez can fly. It's fielded by Vargas right on top of second, and his throw to first is in time. Cesar Hernandez gave it a good hustle, made the play close, but is thrown out to go to 0-4 on the day. And the Woodpeckers with five outs to play with send Hansel Villarreal to the plate. He's accounted for one of the two runs tonight with a solo home run to center back in the fourth. Good for his second bomb of the year. Mota pitches and misses. No, called the strike on the inside corner to Villarreal. That ball got him to flinch. Pitch should say, and it's nothing in one. Infield and outfield play straight up against Villarreal. Here's the 0-1 home. And he swings early out in front of a curve. That pitch didn't even make it all the way to the plate, but Villarreal overcommitted to it. No balls and two strikes on Villarreal. Alejandro Nunez, the lefty, he's on deck, and he'll get a chance in this inning as well. Mota, with a new baseball in hand, leans in. And throws the 0-2. Curveball misses a little bit high. One ball and two strikes. Woodpeckers in danger of dropping the first two games of this series after taking 4 of 6 against these Wood Ducks at home back in late April. Here's the 1-2. Line shot towards the middle. That'll skip into center field. And Villarreal timed up a hanging breaking ball for his second hit of the night. One out single puts the tying run on for Alejandro Nunez.
Second baseman, Alejandro Nunez.
So Nunez stands in. First base runner for Fayetteville since the 6th when they were going up against Kai Noah Wynyard. Mota retired the first four batters he faced. Now Nunez, who's 1-for-3 with a double and a run. Swings the first pitch, sends a fly to deep center. Pollard gets back and makes the catch short of the warning track for the second out. Well, Nunez was ready for the velocity. He got a 94-mile-per-hour fastball, pretty center cut, and ends up falling short of that 390-foot marker for out number two. Now Naomaro Ochoa Jr. Twice tonight, Ochoa has stepped to the plate with the tying run on base. Takes the first pitch, curve down and outside here for ball one. In the sixth inning, he had Nunez at second base in a one-run game, and he ended up grounding out to third. Here in the eighth, he has tying run Villarreal over at first base in a 1-0 count. Ochoa 1-for-3 tonight, singled back in the second, facing the starter Isaac Tiger, who's going to get a winning decision tonight. He only went four innings. Ochoa takes a strike. Meanwhile, you have Sandy Mejia still on the hook for a potential loss. Although the Woodpeckers have been close all game, they have trailed all night since the Wood Ducks scored two in the bottom of the first inning. 1-1 the count. Mota delivers. And a curve misses up high. Two balls and a strike on Ochoa. Middle infield just about straight up. Mejia playing deep at third, guarding the line. And the outfielder straight up against Ochoa as well. 2-1. And a fastball is in there. Taken right about knee high. Tough one to lay off for Ochoa, but he was ahead in the count. Now it's 2-2. With two outs. Will Bush has had a big night. He's on deck. RBI double last time up in the sixth. Mota with a long pause. 2-2 pitch. Strikes out Ochoa. A tip foul into the glove. Brock hangs on to it. And that's the Woodpeckers' end of the eighth inning. They strand a man Villarreal after his one-out single. And we head to the home half. One more chance for Downeys to add on to their 3-2 lead when we come back to the Woodpeckers Radio Network.
There's no better place to spend your Thursday nights in the Ville than Segra Stadium this Woodpecker season. Quench your thirst on Thirsty Thursdays every Thursday home game with $4 16-ounce brews and $2 Pepsi products all night long. Head to the ballpark early for live music on select Thursday nights beginning at 5 p.m. at Healy's Bar. Start your weekend early all summer long at Segra Stadium's Thirsty Thursday, presented by Rock 103 FM. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Abel Mercedes is back out on the mound for the Woodpeckers as we open the bottom of the eighth inning. Third inning of work for Mercedes, trying to hold this 3-2 lead into the ninth. First pitch coming home to JoJo Blackman, and Mercedes goes off speed. Gets a swing and miss out of JoJo for strike one. It'll be Blackman, Alvarez, then Mendez, the 6, 7, and 8 of the lineup. Mercedes has not given up a hit, but he did issue a walk and hit a batter in the 7th. Here's the kick in the 0-1. Blackman tied up swinging on a down and in breaking ball, nothing and 2. Fayetteville's trailed all night since a 2-run bottom of the 2nd for Down East, 2-run home run from Arturo Disla. They added what is their leading run right now on an RBI single from Disla in the 5th. He's driven in all 3 runs but is no longer in this game. He was the batter hit up near the elbow in the 7th and had to depart due to injury. The 0-2. Blackman strikes out on 3 pitches, all breaking balls, all on the inside. Scouting report called for it, and Mercedes executed it perfectly. A 17-strikeout night yesterday for Fayetteville pitching in the 10-inning game. 13 punch-outs tonight. Go along with 4 total walks and a hit batter. But another dominating night of swing and miss out of the Woodpeckers pitching staff that leads the Carolina League in total strikeouts. First pitch fastball into Eric Alvarez, and it's nothing and 1. And I would expect to see a lot of strikeouts throughout this entire series. Down East, their pitching staff second in the Carolina League in total strikeouts. Mercedes the look-in and the 0-1. Line drive hit foul up above the first base dugout netting. The Woodpeckers staff and Down East pitching core, they're the only 2 teams this year that have cleared 700 total strikeouts on the hill. You had 32 combined in the game yesterday, a total of, count them up, 22 in today's game. Here's the 0-2 pitch, and it misses outside. Ran by the catcher, missed wide, and it's 1-2 on Eric Alvarez. Woodpeckers have drawn level in the hit column. 2 runs on 7 hits for Fayetteville, 3 runs on 7 hits for Down East. But nothing offensively for them since the RBI single from Disla in the 5th that gave them a 3-1 lead at the time. Peralta and Mercedes have combined to go hitless over the last 3 innings of relief, make it 3 1/3. Alvarez strikes out on an outside breaking ball. And Abel Mercedes has now racked up 7 punch-outs over 2 2/3. Here's Wady Mendez. The only out not recorded by his strikeout tonight was the first batter that Mercedes faced, Eric Alvarez, who flied out to center field in the 6th. Now here's Mendez into the left side. Here's the first pitch. And a curve drops in for a called strike 1. And Mercedes, with his 7 punch-outs tonight, has blown past his previous season high of 4. 0-1 misses outside. That's because he's been lengthened out a little more than usual tonight, with Angel Peralta just going the 1 inning. Abel Mercedes has been the guy stretched out to a season-high 2 2/3 innings now. The kick in the 3-1, the 1-1, that is, and it misses down and outside. 2 balls and a strike on Mendez. This is the longest outing for Abel Mercedes since he completed 2 innings on May 29th at home against Augusta. But at this point now, he's sort of in uncharted territory. Rips home a fastball and misses outside. 3-1 now on Mendez. But it's working. Perhaps a change in philosophy on the way they want to utilize Mercedes. This is something, you know, worth talking to Zach Wilkins about, Fayetteville pitching coach, post-game. Shortening up Peralta, stretching out Mercedes. Pitch misses down to the dirt. Mendez draws the walk. And with 2 outs, a man at first, it'll be Chandler Pollard.
Now having your center fielder, Chandler Pollard.
Pollard 1-for-3, a single and a pair of strikeouts. Mercedes kicks and throws. And a fastball pumped in right at the high outside corner. It's nothing and 1. Low curve, runners on the go. Bush throws down, and the tag not in time. Wedy Mendez swipes second base. Second steal tonight for the Woodies against Bush. Now 2-for-3 in steal attempts after Bush caught a runner in the first. And down east gets Mendez into scoring position for Pollard in a 1-1 count. Mercedes fires and drops the curveball in. That got Pollard flinching and stepping away, thinking it was going to hit him. One and two with two outs. Chance to keep this a one-run game going into the ninth inning for Bush, Casarella, and Alberto Hernandez, the three scheduled to hit. 1-2 pitch, dives down in the dirt. Good block by Bush to keep it in front. Two balls and two strikes on Pollard. We will touch on the rest of the Astros affiliate scores as well as they've gone final in Greensboro. Quick updates from AA and AAA before we leave you tonight as well. Big League Club winning on the road in Oakland, 8-1 the final score. 2-2 pitch. Got him, but the pitch kicks away off to the right. Bush scoops it up, throws to first, and completes the strikeout. Abel Mercedes with three scoreless innings tonight, and he racks up a season-high 8 strikeouts along the way. Dominating stuff for Abel as we head to the top of the ninth inning. One-run game, 3-2 down east on the Woodpeckers Radio Network.
Fans, Colin Casey here with the Fayetteville Woodpeckers broadcast team. Looking to keep up with the latest on your favorite Carolina League club? Check out the Woodpeckers website and click on Press Box under the Team and Stats tab to access our virtual press box. There, you'll find all sorts of content, daily game notes, audio interviews, and this year's media guide. You can also click on the Listen Live section, which takes you to our radio broadcast, live for all 132 Woodpeckers games, both at home and on the road. To get all the inside info this season, visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Vámonos! Los Guerreros de Fayetteville return to the Diamond in 2024. Watch the Woodpeckers transform into their Copa de la Diversión identity for three regular season games, May 11th, June 11th, and September 4th. Enjoy tasty, Latin-inspired food items from the concession stands. Mark your calendars. The first 1,000 fans through the gates on Los Guerreros kickoff night, May 11th, will receive a Guerreros bucket hat thanks to Blue Diamond Transportation. Get your tickets now for La Noche de Los Guerreros at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Get ready for a magical night full of wizards, wands, and baseball. Segra Stadium hosts Harry Potter Night on Friday, August 23rd, as the Woodpeckers host the Kannapolis Cannonballers. What team will you be on? Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, Slytherin, or Gryffindor? The first 1,000 fans in attendance will receive a voucher when arriving to pick a house cap up of their choice. Then fireworks following the game presented by Q98. It's a spellbounding night in downtown Fayetteville, Friday, August 23rd. Get your tickets now at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
One more chance for the Woodpeckers tonight to erase a deficit that has spanned the entire game since Down East took a 2-0 lead in the bottom of the first. It is now a 3-2 game in the top of the ninth. Will Bush leads it off against a new right-hander for the Wood Ducks. They have brought on Adonis Villavicencio. Villavicencio, originally out of Venezuela, international free agent signing in 2022, delivers to Bush, and Bush dumps it foul into the screen, a 1-1 count. Will's been one of the best hitters tonight for the Woodpeckers. He has a two-hit game, an RBI double back in the sixth, along with a single in the second and a walk in the fourth. And he's reached all three plate appearances in his return from High A. Asheville misses outside with a pitch. Villavicencio falls behind 2-1. Cassarello on deck, and then Alberto Hernandez, who's doubled tonight. He's in the hole. Infield slightly shaded to the right. 2-1 pitch. Runs outside. Good velo coming in from Villavicencio. A 95-mile-per-hour fastball to Will. Woodpeckers just need a base runner. Giving themselves a chance to bring him around and, at the very least, try and force extras again tonight. Fastball clips the outside corner. Bush turned away. Thought he had ball four. Instead, it goes full at 3-2. Villavicencio throws the 3-2. Bush swings away. Timed up a fastball deep out into center field, and it is gone. It's off the sponsor monster out in center. And Will Bush has tied this game with a solo shot leading off the top of the ninth. 3-3. Will Bush goes deep to center, and his huge night continues. Now just a triple shy of the cycle. He's reached for a fourth time and gives the Woodpeckers new life down to their final three outs.
First baseman in here. That's the room.
Will Bush coming down from high A looking as confident as ever. One of his best games in a Woodpeckers uniform. Now it's Xavier Cassarella, and the first pitch missing high and in. It's 1-0. Fourth home run of the season for Will Bush, and he's had grand slam swings this year, but man, maybe none bigger than a game-tying home run here in Kinston tonight in the top of the ninth inning. Curveball missed so far inside. It actually got behind Cassarella, and it's now two balls and no strikes. 2-0 pitch in on the fist and fouled straight backwards. So it'll be a blown save for Villavicencio tonight. He had converted two of his three opportunities on the season over five games. Since he arrived at the Down East roster, he's been utilized by his manager primarily as a closer. The Woodpeckers hand him his second blown save of the season tonight on his first home run surrendered of his Wood Ducks career. And Villavicencio, a guy who's hardly given up home runs his entire pro career. 3-1 is on a line out into the right center field gap, and that's getting down. Pollard plays it on a quick hop and holds Cassarella to a single. But a base hit follows up the solo home run, and the Woodpeckers now have the go-ahead run on base with nobody out.
It's
Fayetteville Ball Club finding a way to equalize late in games. Game-tying RBI single yesterday in the top of the eighth inning. Tonight, the game-tying home run to start out the ninth. Here's Alberto Hernandez, who equalized the game yesterday with that eighth inning single. Stands in against the righty Villavicencio. A double and a pair of strikeouts tonight for Hernandez. He's 1-for-3. Here's the pitch. And a slider tipped foul to the backstop. It's nothing and one. So coming into tonight, Villavicencio, over 39 career games and 60 career innings, had given up just two home runs. Two home runs over the span of a 60-inning pro career, and tonight Will Bush tags him for number three. First a pickoff move over to first base to check up on Cassarella. And this is not Cassarella. This is a pinch runner in Chase Jaworski. Didn't see him scamper out of the dugout, but Chase Jaworski, Woodpeckers' leading base stealer on the year, taking over at first. And the pitch to Hernandez fouled back. It's nothing and two. Be surprised if Ricky Rivera gives Chase the green light here. Nobody out. They may wait until there's at least one out on the board. Middle infield to double play depth. As Hernandez readies for the 0-2 pitch. Here it comes. And a curve misses inside. Now a ball and two strikes on Alberto Hernandez. 1-2 on the way. And a ground ball left side. That gets through. It's out into left field. Blackman scoops it up, tosses back in, and three straight hits from the bottom three hitters of the Woodpeckers' order have started out this top of the ninth. Get it back to the top with Yamal Encarnacion, but the go-ahead run, Chase Jaworski now into scoring position. And Alberto Hernandez with a three-hit day. A two-hit day, but a multi-hit night. Third Woodpecker tonight with multiple hits. And now here comes the Down East pitching coach, Thomas St. Clair, to calm down his righty, Villavicencio, and conference with the entire infield. So that gives us our pause to take a look around the Carolina League tonight. The Astros affiliate system tonight, where we'll pivot to check up on some of the scores. The Asheville Tourists have closed down a win tonight on the road out in Greensboro. Former Woodpecker Nick Swanson picked up the winning decision in the 5-1 game. The Tourists got a huge start out of Swanee. 6 innings, 1 earned run, 5 strikeouts. A quality start for Swanson. Ian Fago, Kelly Austin, and Lane Henderson closed it down with 3 scoreless innings of relief, and the Tourists picked up their 38th win of the year. In Double A, the Corpus Christi Hooks of the Texas League are on the road in Springfield, and they lead early 5-0 in the bottom of the third. Here's Yamal Encarnacion, swings at the first pitch and fouls it over the roof out of play. 0-1. Meeting on the mound is wrapped up. 3 straight hits against the closer, Villavicencio. The solo home run by Bush tying the game at 3-3. Then singles from Cassarella and Hernandez. Pinch runner Jaworski leading off a second. Here's the 0-1. Encarnacion squares to bunt, and a breaking ball misses outside for ball one. It's now a 1-1 count. For Corpus Christi tonight, the Hooks getting a scoreless start so far and a hitless start out of Luis Angel Rodriguez. 3 hitless innings and home runs from Jacob Melton and Zach Cole, along with Jordan Brewer. 3 home runs in that game. Cole, the former Woodpecker, has an 869 OPS on the year in Double A. He's having a good season since coming off of the injured list. And Melton, the top prospect in the Astros system, with his 10th homer of the year. Now the 2-1, missing just outside, and Yamal takes it for ball three. Wander Luciano on deck if Encarnacion can get aboard to load the bases. Corners play shallow. Shortstop Vargas tapping his glove behind Jaworski. Inside fastball on the 3-1. And Encarnacion draws ball four. Or was it ball four? It is. Encarnacion might not have known the count. Frank Jones confirms that's the base on balls, and Encarnacion reaches for the first time tonight to bring Wander Luciano up to the plate. Bases loaded, nobody out in this 3-3 tie. Luciano's 0-for-3 with a walk. Hitless in the series, a combined 0-for-7. First pitch, up and inside. Curveball got away. Villavicencio with 4 walks, 9 punch-outs over his previous 8 innings. But he's allowed 4 straight men to reach to start this ninth inning. Fayetteville on the brink of taking their first lead of the game. A fastball splits the middle of the zone, and it's called strike one. Luciano with some newfound confidence after spending a few weeks on the development list. Big 4-hit series last week at home. Swings the 1-1, and a little bit early on a curve, falls behind 1-2. Lefty Cesar Hernandez on deck. And then Villarreal in the hole. Avoid something on the ground right now, though, where the infield could come home with it. 1-2 pitch. A swing and a high fly. This is out into left center field. Blackman angling back. He's onto the warning track. Pollard is over there, and he makes the catch on the dirt. Deep enough for Jaworski to tag. He comes home, and a sack fly gives the Woodpeckers their first lead of the night. 4-3. Off the bat of Wander Luciano. He was just a little bit underneath it. lower the launch angle by a degree or two, and it's probably leaving the yard in grand fashion, but the Woodpeckers will take it. Zach Fly, one out. All the other runners advance, by the way, as well. Hernandez gets to third, and Encarnacion to second. The force is off, and the infield plays shallow against lefty Cesar Hernandez. First pitch, and Cesar fouls it straight back to the screen. So 4-3 Fayetteville, their first lead of the night. Coming in the top of the ninth inning, two-run frame. Trying to threaten and add insurance. The 0-1. And there's a good backdoor breaking ball taken for strike two. Ansel Villarreal in the on-deck circle having a direct conversation with Andrew Kresha, who's been really vocal with all of his guys in the on-deck circle today. He's taken multiple trips out of the dugout right to the on-deck circle to talk over scouting reports. 0-2 on a line right field. It will get down. Hernandez home from third. Encarnacion motors around, and Cesar Hernandez brings them both home with a two-run single. A four-run top of the ninth inning, and the Woodpeckers are out in front 6-3. Everybody in the lineup right now, 7-3 doing their job. First four men reached, then a sac fly, two RBI single. Hansel Villarreal now with a man at first and one out. Woodpeckers from one run down to start the inning to doubling up down east. Hernandez sprinting on the pitch, and he'll get into second sliding in. Stolen base for Cesar Hernandez, number 24 of his season, to inch within four of the team lead. Chase Jaworski's 28. Villarreal in a 1-0 count. Here's the pitch, and he swings and misses. At a fastball, it's 1-1. Woodpeckers have pulled off just two victories this season when trailing after eight innings. That was the case here tonight on the road, down 3-2 going into the top of the ninth. Villarreal, the seventh man to step to the plate against Villavicencio. And he takes the pitch a little bit outside. Like a cut fastball, it's now 2-1. Next pitch, a breaking ball. That got Villarreal leaning out in front, swinging. Two balls and two strikes. Now the question is, who will the Woodpeckers go with in the ninth inning? Abel Mercedes has been their closer if you need one this year. He's a perfect 4-for-4 in save opportunities, but he's worked a season-long three innings to this point. Pitch popped up and out of play off to the right. Villarreal stays alive in a 2-2 count. So you're likely not going to go with Mercedes any longer. He's gone a season-long three innings, season-high eight punch-outs, and the pitch count is season-high as well. So Ricky Rivera may have to go to a closer that he hasn't used in this spot a whole lot to get the final three outs. Here's a pitch popped out of play. One more run, it would kill off the save situation. Maybe DeWill Almonte, he could go tonight. Woodpeckers utilized a lot of Wilmy Sanchez yesterday, who's another one of those late game guys. 2-2 on Villarreal. Here comes the offer. And he strikes out swinging on a high fastball for out number two.
This is John Doss. Special Talk Cat is brought to you by the Brian Hank Show, airing Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. on 960
a.m. And now it's Alejandro Nunez, but he will not face Villavicencio. Down East manager Carlos Maldonado is making the walk out towards the hill, and he looks intent on making a change. We'll take the ball away from Villavicencio. It's been a long 34-pitch inning for the right-hander, and it comes to a close after facing seven batters and striking out Villarreal. Down East turns to the bullpen for a fourth time. We'll tell you about the new reliever when we come back in a moment. The Woodpeckers have stormed from behind, scored four runs in this ninth, have a man at second, and Nunez coming to the plate when we return.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Get ready for a magical night full of wizards, wands, and baseball. Segra Stadium hosts Harry Potter Night on Friday, August 23rd, as the Woodpeckers host the Kannapolis Cannonballers. What team will you be on? Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, Slytherin, or Gryffindor? The first 1,000 fans in attendance will receive a voucher when arriving to pick a house cap up of their choice. Then fireworks following the game presented by Q98. It's a spellbounding night in downtown Fayetteville, Friday, August 23rd. Get your tickets now at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown. I can buy myself flowers.
Write my name in the sand. Downeast goes to the bullpen with two outs in the top of the ninth inning. The Woodpeckers get the best of Adonis Villavicencio, scoring four runs and taking a 6-3 lead coming from behind. And now it's right-hander Victor Simeon out of the bullpen. Right-hander throws and gets a swing and miss by Alejandro Nunez on a 1-0 pitch, and it's 1-1. Nunez is the eighth Woodpecker to step to the plate in the ninth. Fayetteville is down to their final three outs. They reached four straight runners, batters that is, and tied the game instantly on a solo home run from Will Bush leading off the ninth. Here's the 1-1. And Nunez takes low and in. Two balls and a strike. Simeon, the fourth reliever, fifth pitcher used tonight by the Woodies, is 2-1 on the season with a 2.79 ERA in 15 games. 2-1 pitch to Alejandro. It is swung on and missed. Cuts through a curve. Two balls and two strikes. 19 and a third innings, 28 strikeouts over the stretch, and 11 walks. He's also converted a pair of save opportunities. So in hindsight, you got to wonder if maybe he was the guy for the job tonight when leading 3-2. Nunez shoots the pitch back and out of play. Now, Villavicencio has been a reliable arm this year for Down East. Tonight was an uncharacteristic unraveling for him, and the Woodpeckers just found a way to come up with hits. It wasn't control problems for Villavicencio that got the best of him, but just the Woodpeckers' ability to make contact late in the game. Pitch up and outside, three balls, two strikes. Next would be the ninth hitter of the inning, Ochoa Jr., if Alejandro Nunez can get on. Payoff pitch is pulled deep down the right field line. This could go, and it is just foul off to the right. Landed just short of the 335-foot marker. And Nunez will head back to the plate, still in a 3-2 count. Another 3-2 to Nunez, and he looks at a curve right over the middle for a called strike three. So that'll do it for the Woodpeckers, but a monstrous comeback inning. Four runs home in the top of the ninth, and now the Woodpeckers play for the victory in the home half. Bullpen decisions to be made. It looks like the Woodpeckers will turn to a new arm. We'll tell you about the closer when we come back. 6-3 Fayetteville onto the home ninth on the Woodpeckers Radio Network.
Calling all pups! Wagon Wednesdays are your chance to enjoy some baseball with your furry friends at the ballpark. All dogs are welcome inside Segra Stadium during Wednesday night home games throughout the season.
Dog admission is just $1 with proof of up-to-date vaccination record. Leash required while in the park. Fetch a great deal with Wagon Wednesdays. Presented by News Talk 640 WFNC. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com for more details.
Interested in keeping up with all things woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Hey fans, Colin Casey here with the Fayetteville Woodpeckers broadcast team. Looking to keep up with the latest on your favorite Carolina League club? Check out the Woodpeckers website and click on Press Box under the Team and Stats tab to access our virtual press box. There, you'll find all sorts of content, daily game notes, audio interviews, and this year's media guide. You can also click on the Listen Live section, which takes you to our radio broadcast, live for all 132 Woodpeckers games, both at home and on the road. To get all the inside info this season, visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
From 3-2 down in the top of the ninth to 6-3 up in the bottom of the ninth. Fayetteville out in front, doubling up the Down East Wood Ducks after a four-run rally in the top half of the ninth inning. And now it's time for Emilcar Chirinos to enter for the save opportunity. Chirinos, the right-hander, delivers low and outside on the first pitch to Ishedri Vargas. Down East will have their 1-2 and 3 hitters here, Vargas, Cueva, and Brock. As the Woodpeckers try and pick up the final three outs here and level up this series going into Thursday night. Chirinos goes with a breaking ball, clips the outside corner against the righty, and it's 1-1. Emilcar 5-3 on the season with a 4.28 ERA over 23 relief appearances. Here's his kick in 1-1. Fastball right down the middle, called strike two. Chirinos has converted 3 of 5 save opportunities on the year. One short of Abel Mercedes for the team lead, and over 33 2/3 innings, 36 punch outs and 10 walks. Here's a line drive yanked along the left field line, just landing foul. There's also some defensive changes to bring you on the diamond. Wander Luciano is now over at first base in place of Xavier Casarella. And Chase Jaworski stays in the game after pinch running. He plays over at third. Pitch down in the dirt, blocked by Bush. And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nunez and Hernandez, middle infield, stays the way it was. Outfield and catcher, of course, all the same as well. Casarella exiting the game. 2-2 pitch. And got him swinging. Vargas chased out across the plate. A slider sweeping to the outside. And it's punch out number 16 of the game for Fayetteville pitching. And out number 1 of the ninth inning. Right up against their strikeout total from last night. Punching out 17 Wood Ducks over 9 innings. And now digging in is Daniel Cueva, the lefty. Cueva nearly left this game after stealing second base in the 7th inning. He looked like he had some sort of a hamstring injury. So something to monitor there if Cueva does find an alleyway with a line drive, whether he'll be able to run at full speed. He takes the first pitch fastball for strike one. Tonight he's doubled and also drawn a walk. The 0-1 pitch. Cuevas swings and misses at a fastball that was up and outside. He bailed out Chirinos. That wasn't all that well located. Cueva gets a little bit aggressive, and he's down nothing and two. Chirinos brings it home. The 0-2 pitch drifts outside. A changeup. Milcar not have this many high leverage opportunities last year when he was working in tandem, part reliever, part starter. But tonight, the sixth opportunity to close down a ball game and grab a save on the year. Strikes out Cueva with an inside changeup. Strikeout 17. And out number one at two of the ninth inning as Down East down to their final one. Julian Brock representing the final chance. Brock is double in walk tonight, one for three. Chirinos comes down the hill with the first pitch, and Brock pops it out of play off to the right towards the concourse, nothing and one. Make sure to stick around immediately following the conclusion of this one. We will have the Woodpeckers postgame show for you, bringing the final line totals for one final time tonight, and also get you set for tomorrow's game three, Thursday night here at Granger Stadium. The Y and the kick and the 0-1. Misses up and outside to Brock. One ball and one strike. Quick update tonight from AAA Sugar Land. We're in the Pacific Coast League. The Space Cowboys are out to a 3-0 lead over the Sacramento Rivercats in the bottom of the fifth inning. 1-1 pitch. Brock swings and tips it off of Bush. Caught a piece of Will up in the thigh area, and it keeps the count at 1-2. Tonight for the Sugarland Space Cowboys, if Ryan Gusto on the mound, the former Woodpecker. He's been great of late. Five scoreless innings and five punch-outs in the start. Down East down to their final strike. 1-2 the count. Here comes Chirinos down the hill. And he strikes out Brock looking. A cut fastball to the outside corner. And the Woodpeckers pull off a ninth-inning comeback tonight in Kinston to stun the Wood Ducks and walk out of here with a 6-3 victory. Four-run ninth and a 6-3 final as Fayetteville levels up this series going into Thursday. Stick around for the final numbers. We have the postgame show for you coming up next on the Woodpeckers Radio Network from Kinston. The Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Vamanos! Los Guerreros de Fayetteville return to the Diamond in 2024. Watch the Woodpeckers transform into their Copa de la Diversión identity for three regular season games, May 11th, June 11th, and September 4th. Enjoy tasty, Latin-inspired food items from the concession stands. Mark your calendars. The first 1,000 fans through the gates on Los Guerreros kickoff night, May 11th, will receive a Guerreros bucket hat thanks to Blue Diamond Transportation. Get your tickets now for La Noche de Los Guerreros at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
It's time to wrap the action on the Woodpeckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Welcome back to Kinston, North Carolina and Granger Stadium for the final time tonight. This is the Woodpeckers postgame show. I'm Andrew Chapman. Thanks again for spending some of your Wednesday night with us on the Woodpeckers Radio Network, FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, the MILB app, your exclusive home for all the live coverage this week in Kinston, North Carolina. The Woodpeckers pull off a stunner tonight, scoring four runs in the top of the ninth inning to overcome a 3-2 deficit. They go on to defeat the Down East Wood Ducks by a 6-3 final and even up this series a game apiece going into Thursday night. Strikeouts were the story on top of the ninth inning comeback. They were the story yesterday and again tonight. Woodpeckers topped their total from Tuesday as Emil Carcherinos went out there in the ninth inning, struck out the side in order, and Fayetteville caps a huge strikeout night with 18 in total from the pitching staff, while the ninth inning rally that started with a Will Bush game-tying solo home run ultimately wins it tonight for the Woodpeckers. After that Bush home run, Casarellas singled. So did Alberto Hernandez. They reached. Yamal Encarnacion walked to load up the bases. Wander Luciano ultimately delivers the game-winning swing tonight, a sac fly out into left center field that scored. A pinch runner, Chase Jaworski. And then the real icing on the cake, the capper, if you will, was Cesar Hernandez, a two-run single out into right center on a shallow line drive that scored both Hernandez and Encarnacion and gave the Woodpeckers their 6-3 win tonight. The Woodpeckers trailed for eight innings, but it doesn't matter. You got to get those final three outs, and they ultimately hand Adonis Villavicencio the blown save and the loss tonight, while Abel Mercedes picks up the winning decision. He was dominant. A season-high three innings, he went hitless, walked two, struck out a season-high eight, and then Emil Carcherinos comes out of the bullpen and closes it down 1-2-3 as Fayetteville grabs the victory and proves to 43-49 on the season, 14-12, their new second-half record. Down East, they fall to 45-45, 10-15 in the second half of play. 6-3, the final score, 11 hits, 1 error for Fayetteville, 3 runs, 7 hits, no errors for Down East. Our final time of game, 2 hours and 56 minutes in front of a Granger Stadium Wednesday night crowd of 830. Projected starters for tomorrow as we turn the page to Thursday night. Going for the Down East Wood Ducks getting the start will be Colton Curtis. They're also expected to tandem mid-game with Willie and Bormy. Curtis and Bormy going for Down East. Fayetteville roll out one of their reliable right-handers, Elaine Pena, out of the start tomorrow. First pitch at 6:30, once again right here at Granger Stadium. And I'll have the play-by-play coverage for you beginning 10 minutes early on the Woodpeckers pregame show at 6:20 p.m. right here in Kinston, North Carolina. Thanks again tonight for being with us tonight, everybody. Fayetteville pulls off the ninth-inning comeback by a 6-3 final. Big thanks to Colin Casey as well, monitoring the broadcast back in Fayetteville, North Carolina. He will grab the baton and take over on Friday night and anchor the play-by-play coverage for you Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from here in Kinston. I'll be with you tomorrow night. Colin has you for the weekend. 6-3, the final score. Fayetteville comes back in the ninth inning tonight to even up the series. We'll pick it back up tomorrow, Thursday night at 6:30 p.m. Until then, I'm Andrew Chapman saying so long from Kinston, North Carolina. Fayetteville pulls off the comeback, wins at 6-3. This has been Woodpecker Baseball, live on the Woodpeckers Radio Network. Good night.
Been listening to Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.